Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, buddy. We're here live tonight. Thursday night. You get to be here. Hallelujah. Awesome night tonight, Ray. And glad that it is. Glad you're here. Glad I'm here. Glad we're all here together. And hopefully you're doing fine tonight. But as usual, if you're not doing fine, we're going to be praying for you. Believing God with you for some kind of helpful information to keep you going, give you some idea of what's up ahead at times, and, checking the Lord out and seeing what he's got to say. Yeah, so that's what we do, and that's what we're believing for. And if you're in on some of that stuff, then you'll enjoy PGN. We do our best to make sure we're hearing from God and share what we get freely. And freely we give, freely we receive. So you keep receiving more and more and more freely. And when it's all about free, then everybody gets blessed, right? You'd think free wouldn't bless you, but free is what blesses you. Right, because God gives to you, your business prospers, blesses you, he starts adding to you in things that you thought you'd never have added to in your life, and it's really, really exciting. Actually, when you think about it, it's the most powerful thing in the world to ever do or think about. Yeah, I mean, literally, it's truly amazing. So there you go, and so we are getting ready to do live video again, getting things set up, going to the storage place, getting stuff out, putting things together, and so that's kind of what we're doing. Yeah, it's really pretty cool. So get ready for that. Our new website, if you don't have the link for that, I can get it to you. pgn-endtimes.site, S-I-T-E, pgn/ endtime, E-N-D-T-I-M-E, dot site, S-I-T-E, like website. All right, isn't that awesome? Really cool. We just are grateful for what God is doing. Yeah, I hope you are too. We guarantee you that if you're putting God first, he's gonna bless you and bless you good. There's no question about it. There's no ifs, ands, buts, wishes, hopes. It's just a fact. He has to do it. It's amazing because he has to do it. He wants to do it. But the reason he wants to do it, he has to do it because he wants to do it. That's what makes him a lot more fun, just like us. When we do things for him because we want to, it just literally connects us to a whole other place with him, right? I know you're familiar with that. So, God is really good, and trying to get things together here. And give me just a little moment here. I'll be right back. Always glad to get together with God's people and be just who we are, lovers of God and watchers of what God is doing. All right? Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to get rid of some stuff here. Give me a second. Get rid of some things. There we go. And I'm going to get on here. All right. Almost got it here. There we go. All right. There's so many little things every day, right? A lot of little things got to do. And we'll get video and be a lot more little things to do, little bigger things. That's really why it's kind of been fun to do audio, because it's so easy. Right? It's really easy to do audio. Just audio only is really cool. So there you go. You could do your show and an old T-shirt and some shorts on, and no shoes and socks, and nobody could know, right? You're just kind of enjoying yourself. Yeah. And just one more minute. You heard that? We're getting ready to do live video again, getting things out of the storage, getting them together and putting stuff together, bringing back old memories. And kind of exciting, so looking forward to that. All right. So thank you for believing with us on that, getting that together. I'm getting things together here, so here we go. Okay, so how about that? Pretty cool. All right, let's go here and see what else we got going on tonight. God's been really dealing with me about, and since I've been going, doing things that I haven't done in a while, like mess with equipment, put hundreds of cords together. I think hundreds is maybe a little bit of an exaggeration, but not much. And working with machinery I haven't seen in a couple of years, which is totally shocking. And actually trying to figure out how to put it all back together. This has been quite a deal. And here's what's really awesome is that, you know, I've been learning how to ask more. The Bible says you receive not because you ask not. Sometimes I get so wrapped up in trying to figure it out. You know, and I know the Holy Spirit's with me, but there's just something about stopping and saying, Lord, I know I may eventually figure this out, but, you know, hey, let's do it together. It's amazing how that, I mean, I've had so much stuff come together in the last few days. Just by simply saying, by asking, you know, asking. I mean, no angel showed up or anything, but it's pretty close to it, I can say. Because even my brain thing's really kicking in, you know. That's probably part of it. Hopefully, I don't know for sure. I can't prove it, but there's definitely something going on because I'm asking the Lord more. You know, it's like breaking bread with Him. When you think about breaking bread with somebody, it's not just like you're walking down the street talking to them, right? You're stopping and you're eating together. You ever ate with somebody? You can learn a lot about people watching them eat. You know, how they chew and how they, you know, put the bread in their mouth. I don't know how much you can learn from them, but a little bit maybe. But there's just something about breaking bread, eating something with somebody. It's a whole different thing than sitting and talking. Sitting and talking is cool. Breaking bread, whole other thing. So I'm seeing that just asking more and acknowledging Him more. Here's what I want to say. I want to say, well, it's not like I can do nothing without Him. It's just the opposite of what Jesus said, right? Because Jesus asked the Father about everything. I think He did. We can't prove it, but He said, I can't do nothing except what I see my Father do. Right? So He could do nothing. So, you know, so what did He do? He had to ask for everything. Everything. I don't know what that looks like exactly in real life, but it's really cool because I'm learning how to do it. And it's kind of like breaking bread with the Lord. It's like walking along. You know, we always walk along, we talk with Him, you know. But when you stop and you say, hey, what do you think about this? Help me find this. Can you put this together for me? And I'm talking about stuff. I'm doing more book work. I'm doing the book work right now for PGN. My wife has been doing it for many, many years. And now I'm not doing it. Doing it, and believe me, she's been doing this. We have records stacked up. I don't know how high. I mean, hundreds of pages and hundreds maybe thousands, I don't know, bunches of them. Just, you know, with y'all's records and with records of, you know, when we buy something or give something away or whatever we do, you have to keep record of all of it, and which is really good for us to do. And so, you know, here I am doing the book work on a computer. I don't even like PCs. You know, I'm used to a Mac, and here I am on this Toshiba cheap little computer that she's been using all these years. And, I mean, she had it set up, you know, where I think she used Excel. I know she used Excel for this one minute. Excel. And you put your numbers in there, and you can click, and it'll add them up for you. And it does all kinds of things. It's really amazing. And I heard her talk about that. I never touched it. I never got in there and looked at it. I don't know a thing about it. I mean, thank goodness she wrote down the email addresses and passwords and all that kind of thing on a piece of paper not long ago. And so I got that out, and I started planning. I said, this is going to be a nightmare. And I'm telling you, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I really need your help with this. This is like, I don't even know how, if I can even figure any of it out, because I never sat down with her and went through it, right? We talked about it a long time ago and just never got together and sit down and did it together. I just, you know, she did it. I did a bunch of other things. So here I am now doing this unbelievable brand new thing I've never done in my life. And it's just, I mean, it's supernatural. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. It's been supernatural how God just led me here, led me there, look at this, look at that. And pretty soon within 5 minutes, I'm doing something that I don't think is going to take me all day long to do. In 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Only exaggerate, 10 minutes, 10, 15, put somewhere in there, or something like that. It was close. I mean, it was just like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like going, oh, my God, I'm actually doing this. I actually even got into it, into the thing. And I'm trying to tell you that among many other things, recently, things have just been clicking. And I know it's God, whether my brain is getting better, maybe a lot better. I don't know. I know it is in some ways. I don't want to give credit to that only, but except the fact God's giving me the idea on how to do it. But I'm telling y'all, it's maybe a mix together. I'm not really sure. I give him all the glory, of course, because he's inspiring me in everything I'm doing. And so it's really, really cool how that things have just been click, 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 click. I asked, and all of a sudden this thought comes in my head, like boom. You know, I mean, just like that. I mean, I'm talking about stuff that you've never done before. Stuff you never did. I never did any of this stuff. I didn't even like that computer. I hate those computers. You don't know the truth. I'm not supposed to hate things, but I hate that thing. I wouldn't use one of those computers. I use a Mac. I got into Macs. My friends told me, Randy, get into Macs right now, because Macs are a lot better, Mac computers. I went, why? They're too expensive. And, brother, I did. And, of course, you know, anything other than Mac to me is just worthless. But it's not worthless, but to me it is. And so watching God just, I mean, boom. I mean, I'm telling literally, boom, 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 boom. And today I had some things done. I got into that part where you put in all the numbers and, you know, pay the bills, you know, put all that in, make a record of all of it. And you know, I mean, I'm not into that at all. I've never done it in my life. And I can keep books, you know, my own books, my own stuff. But I've never done all this stuff. So it's just been really, really cool, y'all. And I wrote that down. And I thought I'm gonna write it down so I don't forget it. You know, that sometimes, you know, I just flat out forget to ask God. I'm trying to work it out myself, wear myself out trying to figure out. I can eventually figure it out, but it's like, hey, Randy, why don't you ask the Lord? He's pretty smart. He's pretty smart. Try him out. He knows stuff. You know, like, oh, right, that's right, I forgot. You know, like, you know, I know we don't forget, but it's like, you know, I think we do forget, in all truth. I think we do forget. So I've been doing that. I've been learning. He says, you have not because you ask not. I mean, that scripture became so powerful to me just today. Just today. I mean, like, it exploded my spirit. I went, how simple is that? We just forget to ask.
you know, because I know I can figure this out. We challenge ourselves with, I have abilities. I'm smart. I got a good brain. I can figure this out. I know how to do things. You know, and just the opposite of what Jesus said. He said, I can't do nothing. You know, and I think I'm understanding more what that means. Like, Father, for everything. What do I do? Where do I go? You see the bigger picture. I'm in human flesh now. I'm the present anymore. So I can't really see everything, know everything. He said, you're my guiding light. You know, guide me. And he was the Son of God, y'all, without sin, never sinned. He was like Adam, except much greater than Adam, and never sinned as a human being. Isn't that awesome? I just love this stuff. Like, so I'm seeing more now the scripture that I'm talking about. Did I give you the scripture? What about that? Okay, here's it. You have not because you ask not. Wow. James 4:3. My computer is just internet slow. Oh, I think it's internet slow everywhere, but yeah, James 4:2-3, he states, you do not have because you do not ask God. You know what? And I mean, I know we all ask God for stuff, right? We do. We ask God for, oh, good God, I need a new car, I need a new house, I need a new, you know, friend, I need a new, you know, whatever. I need some. But when it comes to the everyday little things that we're so used to doing ourselves, I admit, most of the time I'm just trying to figure it out because I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? But I'm forgetting that he likes me to ask him. He said, you ask not. When you ask, you do not receive because... When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives. Also that. But he says when you, I did the wrong one. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you don't receive because of the wrong motives. So we have a 2-point thing there, right? The first thing was really what was hitting me. It's not like my motives were wrong. My motive is wrong. I'm trying to do books for his stuff, right? So that's not a wrong motive. Hey, God, you know. What about this? You know, Judy talking about all this stuff, but I never looked at it. I never got on there one time. I don't even like these computers. They mess me up. I'm used to a whole different system. I don't even get on there. I hate getting on there. I mean, I do. You know, it's that bad. And so, so today I'm just like, please help me get this thing going. And so he did, and it was miraculous. I'm going, yeah, literally, it was miraculous. And so really, really awesome. So I'm hoping that this is what I'm going to give you an answer to something I hope is fully right. My brain is working broader. I'm not so narrow about getting, you know, trying to work on straining, trying to figure out how to fix something, how to do something. You know, it's like my brain is broader and able to think of different ways to do things, you know, as far as fix something, do something, and I'll get narrowed down to one thing and try to make that one thing work. I'm not straining at a gnat, swallowing a camel, basically. Yeah, sometimes we do that, you know, and so I think it's partially that my brain thing is working, you know, and God, of course, God showed me all of it, and still showing me all of it. I'm just getting warmed up with it, really, but so I think that's part of it, but what I said earlier about the brain thing is that the brain thing is not so you'll be smarter without God. It's so that your brain can receive the things from God more easily. That's the purpose of what I'm working together with God on, making my brain fully activated as full as possible, because I know what it means. It means be more like Jesus. What did Jesus do? He had an awesome brain, extremely intelligent, had, you know, access to all the gifts. I mean, it's amazing. And yet he was like a child in that he depended on the Father. Childlike faith is, it's not acting like you don't have anything to do, but it is really, childlike faith is depending on Daddy for everything. I can do nothing. That's childlike faith. I depend on him for everything. So we think that that's, you know, kind of like a little bit too childish or too childlike or too something. But I'm telling you, friend, more and more, I'm seeing that how powerful that it is to break bread with him, not just walking down through the day, hey, Lord, you know, thinking about him, you know, thinking about, man, when are you going to do this? How's it going to go there? Or are we going to do that over there? And blah, all that stuff. And just thinking about him, you know, during the day as we go, walking on, you know, down the road, so to speak. But stopping and breaking bread with him, you know, and I consider this asking him to help me do things I know that I can probably eventually figure out. It may take me a week, maybe longer, and be calling for help. That's what I'm thinking. I've never done this. I don't like it. When you don't like something, it's hard to do it, right? So, wow. Boom, man. We broke bread. My mind was open. I'm getting ideas on where to go, what to do, what to look for, what to search for, you know, and I mean, just it's all happened so fast. I was blown away. Blown away. Blown away. I learned more stuff today in a few minutes. Now, listen to this. In a few minutes than I could have learned, you know, like I was before with these kind of things. It would have taken me forever. I don't know. Sometimes I don't figure it out. You know, computer things and all this stuff, there's so many different kinds of things. When you're doing this bookwork thing with Excel 13, if you're familiar with this stuff, and I'm not, see, I didn't even know what program she was using. You know, I didn't even know what it was. I'm thinking, I know she had some kind of a program. She said she never would tell me, or she never told me what it was. I didn't know. So I'm asking the Lord, what program was it? Well, how many programs are there? How do you identify the particular kind of program that does the particular kind of thing? You see what I'm saying? How detailed something can get? I just asked the Lord. I said, you know, give me some ideas. And I did this and did that pretty soon. I looked on the computer, looked around. Oh, there it is right there. Excel. Boom. Well, most of you might know that, but I didn't. So like a little kid, I'm just like a child. My childlike faith is utterly dependent upon him. That's what Jesus was doing. He was a grown man, utterly dependent on the Father for everything. And that's why things worked out together for good. Wow. Without the strain and burden of anxiety and stress, which I was starting to get just thinking about getting on there. Today, I finally went over there, grabbed that computer. I've been in storage, you know. I grabbed the computer. It's an old, little, you know, nasty thing. That's what I'm thinking, you know. And I pulled it up, opened it up, and I just it took it forever to get going. And I'm just going, God, I know what this is going to be like. Can you help me? And I mean, literally, y'all. It was mind-boggling. So I think that, you know, we need to work on that more. I'm working on it more instead of, you know, because you don't even, when you used to do something on your shift, like cooking something, you've been cooking so long, you don't ask anybody for anything. You know exactly what you're doing. Hey, start asking the Lord to help you with your cooking. He might be surprised what he would open your mind to. You might be amazed at how he can perfect your cooking skills. You just think, yeah, everybody loves my cooking. I don't want it any better or any worse. I want it to be the same. But, hey, let me tell you something. When God helps you cook something, Jesus was a cook, y'all. He cooked fish. He cooked. He liked cooking. He likes barbecues. He does. I'm sorry, you vegetarian people out there, but he was a meat man. You know, I know he's a meat man because in the Old Testament, part of the laws of Moses was offering up beef all day long. And the priest ate it. You know, don't tell me they veggies. No, they ate meat. That's where a lot of that meat went, was in their little bellies. And Jesus, he's a meat guy. I mean, you know, I'm a meat guy. One of these days we'll probably all be vegetarians, and I'll probably be a great vegetarian. But I'm not right now. And, you know, looking forward to it, maybe. I don't know. Oh, my God, I'm just thinking of stuff, right? So hang on, watch this. Maybe the reason that the veggie world, oh my God, doesn't take care of us enough is because it's been, you know, broken down, weakened. So therefore, we need meat for the protein and meat. So when God restores all the leaves and all the, you know, herbs and stuff. We start eating them like we said cows. Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind and started eating grass. So I don't know. You know, you vegetarians, like, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, one of these days that we're going to be doing, we're going to be going back to the world of grass, I think, veggies and fruits, you know. And here's the cool thing is that the veggies and all the herbs and stuff, they're going to have full power in them where it will fully power up our protein that we need. Y'all, I just got that just now. Wow. Hang on a second. That is so cool. I really love that. Really, really love that. I just love Revelation, man. Even if it's simple things, you know, we got to realize that. I think I'm starting to realize that God knows so much about every little thing that we think we know a lot about because we studied some of it. We think we know because other people tell us so, and it's probably a lot right. But just think if God tells you, explains to you what's in an oat, one little oat, an oat, you know, like oats. I mean, just think God explained to you how, oh, no, wait a minute, let me, okay, Randy, let's break bread together, and I want to explain something to you. When I made oats, how I made oats and why I made them exactly the way I made them and the texture and the, all the chemistry makeup of it all, and let me explain to you why you need to eat oats. And by the time God gets to explain to you why you need to eat oats, you're going to be eating oats, friend, right? You're going to think, that's missing in my body, no wonder I have. Or whatever it is, whatever the food is, God, I don't know how much time he spent on each thing, but he spent time on each vegetable, each fruit, each fish, each everything, the grass, everything. He spent time putting the chemistry together, and it was all for you and me. Think we know things. Scientists are just now figuring out some of the stuff. Just think if God Almighty came down to your house and walked through you with your kitchen and told you what was in that stuff that he made and told you what's in the stuff that he didn't make and why you don't need to eat it. You can eat it if you want to. It's not against the law anymore. But let me tell you, it's not going to feed you much. It's not really going to nurture you at all. But, yeah, right up here I made this. They haven't changed this that much. This is pretty well raw. Yeah, they haven't changed the DNA. Let me look at the DNA. Okay, the DNA. It takes a good look at the DNA of the oat. You know, okay, no, this is pretty pure. This is very pure. This is still my thing right here, these oats. So he goes from one thing to the other, right, and describes you what's really in that stuff and why he made it and how it nurtures each part of your body. Friend, that's just something your mama used to tell you. Oh, that's new age. Maybe new wineskin, but not new age. Yeah, not new age. Yeah, eating food and understanding food, new age, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But anyway, so we got all kinds of things going on. People believe, and people try to sell me all the time, you know. Yeah, not all the time, but some of the time. Telling me stuff like, oh, you know, that's, you shouldn't be talking about that stuff. That's not important. It's only the Holy Ghost, you know. I'm going like, yeah, well, the Holy Ghost is the one telling us about that stuff. So the more we listen to him, the more he's going to talk about all the stuff he made, right? Wouldn't it be cool if he explained every little detail, everything to you, you know? Yeah, that's what he did with Moses. You ever get a chance, go look at when God and Moses talked, not just on the mountain. He talked to him for months and years. I don't know how long he talked to him exactly, but it was a long, long, long time. He wrote 660-something rules and laws and things explaining how to judge people and how to deal with certain kinds of situations. And I mean, he went from one thing to the other, and Moses wrote it down like a good little secretary that he was. That's why God loved him. He was a great secretary. Yes, sir. Yeah, and he literally told God, literally spoke to him about details about everything. And the people would hear Moses and God talking in the tent. They would hear them like they were two friends. Isn't that amazing, y'all? How much more do we have that now when we just talk to him and enjoy him and say, what about this coffee? Is this coffee still, you know, in your image? Has it been changed so much? Drinking it's not good for me? Which coffee should I get? You know, which drink should I drink? You know, should I drink all this milk that's been, or do I drink any milk at all? What should I do? You know, start asking God yourself about things. And then pretty soon, friend, I guarantee you, one way or the other, he's going to show you. You know why? Because you're breaking bread with him. When you break bread with him, breaking bread is a whole different kind of thing, because when you do that, it's about opening up your mind. When you're just walking down the street talking to him, walking around your house, visiting with him, or whatever you're doing with him, however you do it, it's different when you stop and you sit down and you break bread. Because that's when he opens your mind to things that you didn't know. Or maybe you knew a little bit about them, but he says, watch this. I'm going to open up your mind to the end of the womb. And all of a sudden you go, oh, my God. That happened to me today, literally, with this computer thing. I mean, if you only knew how I was dreading, that's why I didn't want to go over there and even look at it. But I knew I had to get on there because that's where all the, you know, the stuff is. And I'm going, you know, what am I going to do? Am I have to, you know, hire somebody to show me how to use this thing, this Excel thing? I didn't know it was Excel at first. I wasn't sure what it was. And so I just was asked all these questions, right, and just really wasn't looking forward to it. So I finally made myself go do it, and boom, y'all, it was amazing. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm so excited because something new is going on. And it's like, I don't know if it's because when Julie's family took over Julie, basically, and I, of course, you know, I allowed them to, kind of, it's her family. So, yeah. And so anyway, it's kind of a hard thing to explain, but ever since then, it's like after a few weeks of that, something just kicked in with me just recently. And it's like, I woke up, I went, I put myself on hold for that situation for at least a year to 2 years, a year for sure. And even before that, it's like I was on hold, like I was on hold, like I was on hold. I was on hold. Like I couldn't even do anything. I would try hard and like nothing was working. Like, what is going on? And then last week or something like that, last week, all of a sudden my brain just like opened up and I go, oh my God. It's like I woke up from a sleep and I went, what am I doing? What's up? What? Why? And then I just started going, putting things together, doing things, doing studio stuff, getting all the equipment out, getting it familiar with it again, seeing what I need, you know, seeing whatever I have to do to put things together, and preparing. I'm preparing for what's next. And so you're going to see that here in a few days. I'm just putting it together, and there's so much stuff going on, y'all, so much stuff going on, and I appreciate your person. But this whole thing about tonight is really what I'm trying to say is that break bread with him. And what I mean by that is not just sitting down and taking communion. I'm talking about, like, sit down and have a meal with him or ask him. Learn to ask him. Break bread with him over everything. You know, it's one thing to walk around and with Jesus in your heart and you're talking to him, the fellowship, and then it's another thing to stop everything and say, let's sit down here and let's have a different kind of communication, breaking bread, eating something with somebody. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, whom I lived with and took care of, she was legally blind. And, you know, I worked at the fire department right down the street. So I'd walk to work, sold my car, and I just took care of her. You know, she was my grandma. She was my granny's, my papa's, granny and papa, my papa's mother. And I love my papa. I wept when he died. He died, wow, it was horrible. And he died young, like in his 50s. And for my dad, I was afraid he might die when he was in his 50s because his father, my grandfather, my favorite, everybody loved my papa. And a very gentle, wonderful man, and, you know, just a sweetheart, Jesus, you know, I mean, he wasn't really he was just a good man. And Granny, of course, his wife, a granny that I've talked about was, I'm sure, I don't know how she talked to him, because I never saw any of that, but I'm sure she, you know, visited with him a few times, but he didn't want to be religious. He wanted to be real. And he was extremely real, and everybody knew it. Everybody loved my papa. My papa was a very well-known personality that was not outgoing and boisterous, but very humble and kind and a wonderful person. And when he died, it was heartbreaking. It really was totally heartbreaking. I love that man. That was back when I was in high school. Wow. I think I was a junior in high school. That made me about 15 years old. I started school when I was 5 in New Mexico. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this tonight. I'm just kind of talking, right? We're just breaking bread together, right? That's what we're doing. Just kind of breaking bread together. So it's really cool. And I'm sharing my life with you. I'm sharing my life with you. I'm breaking bread with you. And thank you for being a lover of PGN, what we do here. Some great things ahead. Like I said, I just feel like I just woke up. I literally feel like I just woke up. Yeah. That's what it feels like. Oh, my God, what am I doing? Like that, literally. What am I doing? You know, and I realized when I started asking myself and asked the Lord, you know, what have I been doing? What's been going on? It's like I put myself, or maybe God did, at kind of I just disengaged from moving forward on ministry stuff as far as, you know, and I, for some reason, I just couldn't get it going. And I think God wanted me to focus my attention on Julie and other things like that. And, you know, I did okay, but it could have been a lot better, I'm sure. But I think that's what happened. And then just this last week, since they kind of took over her life, basically, I think they're doing a great job, I'm guessing. I'm a little bit ticked off about it, to be honest with you. But I felt like overall it was the right thing. And so, anyway, that's what's going on. And so because of that, I guess something, the burden came off of me or something, I guess. Only thing I can figure out, I'll probably talk about it more later when I know more. But it's like the burden came off of me for that. And I just woke up last week, something like that, last week, maybe this week. It was last week, but recently. So, yeah, that's it, y'all. And really, literally, it's been amazing. So, all right, so let's get ready to pray over people tonight. I didn't mean to get into all that, but sometimes, you know, you have your family with you. You just share. So that's what I'm doing. Wow, praise God. All right, let's get ready here to – I really got wrapped up into that. Wow. Okay. So let me check a couple things, and I'll be right back, and we will take communion together. Get your communion out if you don't have it out already. Get that together. Let's break bread together. Literally, I think God's going to open up some minds tonight and some hearts, I'm hoping, and mainly mine, right, to maybe you've been asleep in some areas, you know, not in a bad way, but just maybe it hasn't been time. Maybe you've been having to focus more. You've been doing your thing with God, but it's not the level that you wanted, and maybe you're going to wake up like me, like I'm waking up, like some, I'm waking up from this, like, where have I been? Like, yeah, it's like when on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus broke bread with them, they just woke up. They went, oh my God, that's Jesus right there. It was Jesus we were talking to the whole time. Oh my God, that's what I felt like. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to take a minute. I'll be right back. We're going to take communion together, so get ready for that. All right. All right, let's take communion tonight, friend. Let's break bread. Let's believe God to open our eyes to things maybe we haven't seen before. There's so much. I think we see a lot, and yet there's so much more that we're not seeing. I know I'm getting amazed every day, almost every day, at the things that God's opening my mind to. It's like one thing leads to another thing that leads to another thing, and it goes higher and higher or deeper and deeper, whatever word it is, but it's amazing. How that, you know, we just know so little, and God wants us to know He wants us to know it's unlimited what we can love. Literally unlimited. All right, so get your communion out. Let's get ready. We're going to take it tonight. We're going to believe God to open up our mind. I don't know what God wants to open your mind to. It might open your mind to something you never even asked for. Maybe you asked and you forgot, or maybe you didn't know what you were asking for, and he's going to say, yeah, I'm glad you finally asked me about that. You know, the answer to something, the, you know, what's really going on in your life, what's really happening with the people that are that love you and don't love you, and the ones that hate you and the ones that try to mess with you, what's really going on with all that, so you can understand it. He wants to tell you. But you got to be ready for it, right? You have to. The reason he can't give us information sometimes is because we're going to get mad, or we're going to reject it, right? Because it's too hard at first to receive. So he waits till we're ready, waits till we're broken enough or yielded enough, and then he goes, "Okay, here you go. Take this. This is really what this is." And when you're really broken and really ready, you just go, "Oh wow, I didn't realize that." And here I've been fighting it like a big dog, and the whole time you allowed that to happen, oh, Jesus, forgive me. You know, it's like that's kind of what happens to me. Yeah, it really does happen to me. And it's truly amazing how that when he opens you up, it's so beautiful. It's like precious, the precious blood, the precious word of the Lord is precious. Oh, God, that we would see how precious the word of the Lord is, you know, to us. When he speaks to us personally and however he gives it to us, that we would see that as precious and beautiful and not look at it as, you know, something maybe less than what it is. All right, let's lift up our cup tonight, and we're going to go here and do this thing, 1 Corinthians 11. And look at it for a second. Here we go. All right, everybody knows where we're going. 1 Corinthians 11. I'm going to go there right now myself. All right, 11:23. Build the New King James Version for now. I like all the versions, actually. Not all of them are correct, but I like them all. All right. So, all right, let's go here. I hope you've been to the website. We have gotten the website up a little bit more, updated. We're trying to get everybody's stuff up there, get things, you know, everything up there and try to put it in a way that can be easy to get. So if you have any problems going through it, finding things, just let me know. I would love to hear what you have to say and what we need to do better. Because, you know, sometimes I'm used to looking at everything and other people come in looking at it for the first time and they're like, what is that? And what's that? Oh yeah, okay, that. Oh, what about that? And there's all kinds of things that you're going to wonder, what about that? Right? And I would like to know what's hard to look through and what's difficult and what's easy, and let me know, and give me something to work with. And you might, who knows, you might be helping by your questions. You might be helping a bunch of other people who have the same question, but are too shy to ask. Right? Yeah. All right. Ask God to open up our minds tonight, and let's believe God for miracle, the miracle mind. Oh, the mind of Christ. I got to tell you all about the mind of Christ sometime soon. Oh, I got to write that down too. I almost forgot about that. The mind of Christ. I got a brand new thing on the mind of Christ. I feel the only one that said that. Woo! Give me a second. I got to write this down real quick. So hang on a minute. Hang on. I'll be right back. Do not let me forget to share with you about the mind of Christ, y'all. I mean, it just staggered my mind. It did. I was blown away when he showed me what it really is. I'd never seen that in my born days. Oh, my God. What revelation. Let's believe God tonight to open up our minds. I believe God. I just want to take communion every day because I want God to open up my mind every day. I want to depend on him for everything, right? I want to literally be able to say in truth, I can't do nothing. I can't open up a computer and know what to do with it. I mean, I might figure it out myself, but that's the thing is that the strain, the struggle of it. So I'd just rather say, Lord, I can't do this without you. You know everything. You're everywhere. Your intelligence is much higher than mine. Help me. You know all things. Connect me. All right. For I received from the Lord, Paul said, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me, or do this and remember me in it. Break, bless, and let's eat, friend. Bless, break, and eat. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I'm just like, I don't know, something's going on. Something new's going on. There's always something going on, something new's going on. All right. Thank you, Lord, for your precious body. Open my mind. We eat bread. We stop everything. We eat bread together with you, Jesus. We stop everything. Focus on you and eat bread with you. One another. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. I bet that blew their minds. That blew their minds. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Both times he said remembrance of me. Let's drink. I literally just saw that right there. Amen. You know, they were used to it was always about the blood of the Lamb. And they hadn't quite seen that thing about him dying yet. So they weren't even thinking his blood. But when he said, this cup is the new covenant. And they had done this all their lives. And they were all children, raised in all this stuff. Some probably more than others. But they were all familiar with it. And when he turned and said, my blood, they probably looked at each other like, uh-oh. That anxiety thing's hit him again. I'm talking about his blood. They were wrong, but you know, they were like going, what's wrong with him? He thinks he's going to die. Wow, he can't die. He's got to be the Messiah. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. What does he mean by that? Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. And they drank it, and it was his blood. You know, blood wasn't shed yet, but it was. He was saying something, bringing something in, sharing information about something that was amazing. But the breakthrough of all ages was that he was giving his DNA for us. So it's amazing. Literally is amazing. What a major, a medical breakthrough. It was a medical breakthrough, but not from the medicine man has, but from the medicine of his blood. What his blood does, it cleanses your faulty DNA and gives you the right DNA, corrects it, adjusts it, makes it right, makes it, renews it, restores it back to its origin. Wow, what an amazing thing. What an amazing thing. What a beautiful thing. That's why it couldn't be just an animal's blood. Because when you think about it, animal blood, you know, animals are innocent in their own right, for sure. But he was a man in a man's blood is different from animal blood. When he gave his blood, it meant that he was saying, it has to be my blood shed because that's how you're going to get my blood. Drink it. It's good for you. Drink my blood because it will wash away the decay, the decaying power of faulty, iniquitous genetics in you, your genes, your blood. It will cleanse it. It will wash it. It will recode your genes. Hallelujah. That's amazing, friend. That is amazing. And we, to this day, haven't got it. I mean, the Antichrist people, they understand this stuff better than we do. They're into the blood thing. A lot of those guys probably drink blood. That's gross to me, but, you know, they understand the blood realm. You know, I know my friend I talk about, I did a funeral a few years ago, Dickie, a prophet guy, a friend of mine, been a friend of mine for years. He's the one who told me there's something that you haven't, you think you've dealt with, but you didn't. And then that night, I started weeping like a baby, you know, without even having a clue what was going on. It was him. Anyway, he was telling me about his brother. His brother was a warlock, and he, you know, I mean, a real warlock. And blood and flesh and stuff was like part of their thing. You know why? Because they understand, and the devil in them understands that they're making covenant blood by doing all the blood things with people drinking their blood, you know, all the whole thing. See, they understand it, friend, better than we do. We have been so grossed out by it that we've totally run away from it, and yet the same time, they have stolen it from us. No, we don't want to drink people's blood, but we're drinking his blood. And somehow we've made it like it's some thing like Abraham offering up, going to kill his son. That's what the heathens did. Somehow we have not been able to grasp the glory of drinking his blood because it's so evil to think you drink a man's blood or just yuck. So we don't grasp at the level God wants us to about the blood, because when we're drinking, when you talk about drinking his blood, you know, just like any of us human beings, we're going like, you're going to do what? You're going to drink a man's blood? I mean, no, Randy, you shouldn't say, you should change, we should change the way we say eating his body and drinking his blood, because you know how wicked that sounds? You know what the New Agers do? Yeah, you know what they do? Yeah. You know, friend, the problem is they've stolen it from us. And they make us feel like we're some slime bag, guilty devil if we're have something, you know, the origin of what they stole. The devil is a thief and a liar. There's one brother that's doing a thing about restoring the rainbow. Well, now, you know, when you think about the rainbow, what do you think about these days in our culture? You think about the LGBT community, LGBTQ community, right? They've taken over the rainbow, friend. So if we start talking about the rainbow now, it's like, oh, that's New Age. Oh, that's the devil. Oh, that's the flood. Because they don't understand the origin of that rainbow was ours. And yet, in the back of our minds, we're afraid to talk about the rainbow because somebody might think I'm a homo or a lesbian. Or I approve of it somehow or another. Oh, he just mentioned the rainbow. He probably underlining, you know, really like a homo or some kind of like, you know, transvestite or whatever they call those people. You know, he's probably one of those. He probably secretly agrees with that. He can't even mention things because people just, they don't understand the order thing. Oh, let's see. I really think that you're getting into some devil stuff from drinking a man's blood. And so we, you know, just like Abraham, could you imagine Abraham telling God? God, this is what they, listen to this. This is what the heathens do, God. They offer up their children on sacrifice. And that, you told us that wasn't you. They do that. And you want me to do that? You see how he identified he was, I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but, you know, in my thinking, I would have identified that with, like, you know, this is what the heathen do. But God is saying, but I originated that thought process when Adam and Eve fell out of the garden. He took skins and skinned an animal, and God knows what else went on. Abraham cut up a bunch of animals and laid them out and walked in between them, and God's glory showed up, and there was a bloody mess. That sounds like a Satan worship thing to some of the people that I know. That's what they say. You can't even talk about anything like without going, well, you know, that's pretty New Agey. Well, you know, that's pretty, you know, you can slip off into, I'm going, well, hey, you don't understand for that the origin of what they do is in God, in God's way. Like when Abraham did it, I'm sure he thought, you know, this is what the heathen, and God's going, hey, that was my origin, not theirs, Abraham. God, we don't offer up our children. That's what the heathen said. You know what I'm saying? No. Shedding blood? That's what I said to Adam and Eve. That was my origin. The blood cried up from the ground and the blood thing. And they took it because they know more about it than we do, and they've taken it over, and we're sitting there bowing to them, going, well, I can't really talk about that. I'm afraid if I talk about it, everybody thinks I'm going to be a blood-drinking, a blood-sucking heathen. Can y'all tell I'm getting a little worked up? Yeah. And I'm going to get a whip after that thing. I'm going to let some carnal Christian tell me that what I'm doing, what I think about the food thing and all that. Well, it sounds like to me you're getting into so much that, you know, I've had several people tell me, I just wanted to. They are wrong all the way. It's like they took over the rainbow, and that precious Jewish brother, he's on Daystar, I think. He's saying, we're going to take the rainbow back. What are we doing letting him have the rainbow? Obama puts a rainbow over the White House representing LGBT, and it's like, you know, we're going to let them guys, you know, I'm sure they didn't really know what they were doing, but either way, we're going to let them have that, y'all? Oh, we can't talk about that anymore, Brother Andy, because that's New Age. That's LGBTQ. They're a bunch of, you know, they're queued up. We shy away from the power of drinking the blood of a man. His name is Jesus, which he told them. He tried to restore back when he says, drink my blood and eat my flesh. And what happened? A bunch of religious people got up and said, well, I've about had it with that. That's about all I can handle, this blood drinking stuff. Because they didn't even understand that it originated from the Father. God Almighty origined that. And see, we have lost the power of the blood of a lamb, because we want to say the blood of the lamb than the blood of a man, Christ Jesus, because the blood of an animal, the lamb, sounds much better. That's why I think God adapted him as a lamb, so that, you know, well, anyway, we'll talk more about this later. As you can tell, I'm really into this, because God is telling me to help people who are thinking like this and don't really understand what's going on, to help them understand it. Yeah? I know. Yeah. Oh, we don't want to talk about that, man. Talk about mixing these different herbs together. That's what the witches do. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What have we done? What have we done? What have we allowed to happen? It's that. And we're going to change it. Oh, we don't want to eat those. You know, I just, you know, yeah, no, we don't want to do that. I don't want to be identified with New Agers. I don't want to be identified with some witch. Nicole, and right now, like Nicole goes, I'm very excited about the brain stuff. I know you are, and I am too. I'm very excited. Thank you for that, Nicole. Yeah, it is a great thing. You're going to have to tell us about your product you have. We're not going to be selling it on, you know, but just, you know, it's maybe when you get a chance, talk about it if you feel like you want to. So it's totally between you and God. But to tell people about, you know, what, you know, the things you feel like God's giving you on that, that'd be really awesome. people probably would be proud of you to find out, hey, we got my sister. Yeah, I was on PGN sister. She got a vitamin out there or whatever you got out there. Yeah. Yeah, they'd be very happy to know about that. Yeah. All right. She says, sounds good. Yes. All right. Whatever you want to do. You know, I'm not into, I do highly recommend and suggest things sometimes at a high level in my voice. So nobody has to do it, of course. But that would really be awesome if God allows you to do that. That would really be cool. And just let people know, you know, how it gets like giving God the glory for, as I know you already do, but giving God the glory for what he's given you. And, you know, we're in covenant with God. I mean, you know, he's the guy who gives us all the ideas. We just need to listen closer, right? That's what I need to do, listen closer. Yeah, so, all right, let's go here. And, you know, I'm really excited, too, about the brain thing because a lot of it is, you know, it's what I've talked about from the very beginning of the design of the thinking around it is and the creation of it and the, you know, the creativity of the whole thing is that it's activating the brain so God can use it. Right? And I'm telling you, I think I have no proof. I can't sit down and say I've proven it scientifically, but I've been talking about this with y'all for a little while, right? You have to understand. I'm just telling you right up front what's going on. My brain has not changed in every area as far as I know. It may be changed a little bit in every area, but not enough that I can really tell a whole lot. But some of the major parts of my brain where I reason out and try to figure out things, you know, like I'm telling you, what's happened the last few days, I give God all the glory for that because I'm talking to him more. See, the more I'm using my brain, the more I talk with God. Now, how can that be bad? Right? Can't be. It's all good. I don't know. Most of you agree with it. Most of you like it. But some people just didn't question about it. It's no big deal. But I'm just, I get a little sassy sometimes about my stuff. So, but we get to give people a chance to grow in that stuff and learning. I'm learning and growing. I thought the same thing a few years ago. I did. I thought the same thing a few years ago. The things I'm talking about and being critical about with people, I've done the very same thing exactly. Exactly. So how can we get too cranky on it, right? I'm getting cranked up, but I don't want to get cranky. Yeah. My brain is definitely, the Holy Spirit is able. One thing I know for sure is the Holy Spirit is definitely activating my brain or using the parts of my brain possibly that have been activated and awakened. So that is what I've talked about. I feel like my brain has awakened from the process I've been going through. I mean, obvious stuff, you know. And because I know me pretty well, and when things change, you know, and they're consistent, then that's what scientists know. When you do something and it consistently changed, that's when you know something, you're doing something right. You're on the right track. And I'm on the right track. There's no question at all, to me at all. I have no question about that, not even an inkling. And I question things pretty big, in case you didn't know that. So I don't just jump into everything and, but being critical with those who are critical of what I'm doing, they're just saying the same things I used to say. So if you're one of those, then I understand that I did the same thing exactly. So it's hard for us to move past that stuff. It really is. And I can't say a whole lot. But God is gracious and kind and doing a lot of work. So what are we doing now? Now we're praying over offerings. So let's do that. And thanks for giving tonight. Thanks for being a part of PGN. We love it. You know, the only thing I like about it is I don't have to answer to anybody on what I want to talk about. I don't have to say, can I talk about this? I've had people literally, some of my meetings I did in East Texas, the guy that helped me with that said, you know, he didn't restrict me on very much. He said, don't talk about that one particular thing, you know, the business stuff. And I said, okay, I honored him. You know, I did honor him because he was setting all of that. But I love it when I can just talk whatever way I feel like I'm supposed to. Okay, let's get ready to pray over offerings tonight. Thank you for giving. Thanks for loving PGN. And I can't wait to be able to share with you guys what God's showing me about the brain. I try to share with you off and on. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that I talk about it. And I really get wound up about it because I love it. and I'm seeing great results from it already. I have to be honest, I'm going to move on here, but honestly, my brain has changed so much, and or both, God is really moving on my brain. I think it's both, but we at least know all the glory belongs to him, but I mean, I'm figuring out things in minutes that it used to take me. I'd work on it, literally, I'm so into something, I will work on it for hours and not even realize. I'll start in the morning, and it'll be in the afternoon late when I wake up and go, oh, my God, I've been doing this for 6 hours. Yep. And then I'll sit down and do another 6 hours after I eat something, if I don't fall asleep. Right? Literally. I was up till 3:30. Not this, this morning? 3:30 this morning. Yeah, this morning. Working on books. 3:30 in the morning. I'm up. 3:45, actually. Working on books and working on things. I didn't even think I would have it together for, you know, a month or so. Yeah, didn't think I would, in all truth. And shockingly, within a few minutes, the whole thing just came together, and I'm sitting there going like, me and Jesus had a good praise session going on to him, praising him for, couldn't believe it. But now I believe, because I saw. All right, y'all, let's do this thing. Let's pray that we're offering. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. We're still here to hear. Okay. Give me just a moment here. I'm doing a couple things here, and I've got it almost here, and we are going to get it hard. How come I didn't get on that? Probably because I didn't do it right. Okay, y'all, give me just a moment here. All right, y'all, let's do this thing. It seems to get a couple things to work, so whatever. All right, so now we're going to pray our offering, and thank you for giving. Thanks for making PGN part of your giving, and those of you who tithe, thank you for obeying God in that. That is his, and he will bless you for doing it. Amen. All right, thank you, Jesus, tonight for Andrea tonight. Lord, at $5, thank you, Andrea. Lord, I just ask you to bless Andrea tonight. God, and give her wisdom for the season, God, on who and how to fellowship with and who and how to time to, what to give her time to, what to give her effort to, what to give her life to. like sometimes we go through times where, you know, we have seasons where we dedicate ourselves to God in certain things, you know, and it's a God thing. And then we turn into a different season. And so I think it'll, through this different season for her, God, that she will come to come to know the Lord as a God of seasons, seed time and harvest, seed time and harvest, seed time and harvest. And Lord, I thank you for that, that she will grasp that and feel the blessing of it and understand the blessing of that in her life in Jesus' name, to know the blessing of seed time and harvest. That we never can forget. We always need to plant, always need to water, and let God give the increase. Right? As long as we continue to do that, not just talk about money, money, of course, but in every area, your whole life, everything you are, everything you have, every gift you have is a seed to increase and multiply it. Yeah, and that's what God is. He gives us talents. He gives us money. He gives us talents. He gives us, you know, we can also say he gives us many different things. And those things are given to us for, like he told Adam and Eve, he said, I give you all these gifts, this body, everything in it, the seed, the womb, the thing, the work, the limbs, the brain, the body. Now, be fruitful and multiply. And that's what I speak over Andrea tonight, God, to be fruitful and multiply in the name of Jesus. Let it be done, Lord, right now, right now, right now. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest, always. We never not have a harvest come in. Because, like, when I farm, every year you do the same thing. You plow through the ground, it grows, plant, water, take care of it, and then gather the harvest. And it goes on every season, all the time. The only thing that messes it up is bad weather. Well, very seldom ever happened. Bad weather come in and destroy things. Usually if your crops are in good shape, they'll withstand the storm. Literally, my dad did such a great job of farming. Even though I did all the work, he did was the brains behind it. And, wow, it's amazing. The stalks on his corn were strong. The wind didn't blow them over. Really amazing. My dad was an amazing person, and I love God. Okay, Angela, South Carolina, $18. Thank you, Angela, for $18. And thank you, Lord, that God's going to break bondages and bring freedom to you. Like, the bondages are shortcomings that we have about ourselves, where we don't really see ourselves as being as wise and as creative as we really are. Coming short of the glory. Coming short of the glory means we come short of the glory of who, what God has made us for in the origin, in the original Adam and Eve. You know, the intellect they had, the geniuses, they were geniuses, both of them. They were amazing creatures. They were gifted. They were had every talent you could think of, every ability you could think of. And so, you know, we come so short of that glory. And Lord, I thank you for showing Angela that she didn't have to come short of the glory in anything. Trusting God, believing God, and not coming short of the glory. Amen. Not missing one thing that belongs to her, not one thing that's hers, God, that she will take full possession of the blessings of God in her life, God, in Jesus' name, and will do it for the glory of God and cap with her actions in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Deborah and John. $23. Thank you, Deborah and John. Thank you, Jesus. Deborah and John, I thank you, Lord, for blessing them, blessing the womb of their faith, that they see time and harvest, that they always remember that multiplication and increase is something that is in our hands. You know, the seed does it, but we have to plant the seed. We have to water the seed. We have to nurture the seed. But the seed itself that God has given produces all of it, as you know. You know all this. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking blessing over them, God, and giving them the wisdom of how to increase and multiply everything in their lives. Everything. Like Adam and Eve, the wisdom, they knew how to multiply everything. God taught them. He came down to the garden. I think he explained to them. I think God explained to them how he made the tree, what's in the tree, what the tree's for, what the apple's for, what the fruit's for, what the herbs were for, what the fish were for, the dirt, all. I think he took them through and just gave them like a course on everything that he did, because he had the highest level. He was the originator. And when you're the originator, you understand everything about it. So he loved to share. So I thank you, Lord, for Deborah getting together with God and God just sharing with her what she needs to know about things, questions you have. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open to you. You know, it's always seek and you shall find. It never did say seek and, well, you probably won't find. A knock and it'd probably be open, but we don't know. Right, and then it's knock and it shall be open. No doubt, open. God is opening, 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 opening. And so thank you, Jesus, for this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus in Deborah and John Josh together. That they would do it together, like Adam and Eve. Let them think of themselves as Adam and Eve, and they got all this stuff going on, and they're there to, you know, use the wisdom God gives them. And when he comes down and explains to them things, they put them into action. They put that stuff into action in a way that, you know, it's like Adam and Eve did, you know. They put things into action. They were making everything great, keeping it great. Yeah. So thank you, Lord, for giving them the wisdom to do that together, just like you did Adam and Eve, Father, and you think the same way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. And bless John, God. Give John that, the grace to be able to deal with things that that come upon him, God, that where they will not overload him. He will feel like he has the sufficiency of God to do them, to put them into action, to be able to put things into action. God, that John is an action person. God, I think that he will put things into action. He will put things into action the way God gives it to him, the wisdom that he gives them. Because men think completely different. Women will get something from God. Men will get something from God too, but it comes in a completely different way. So men get one thing in one way, and women get another thing in another way. And they're both right. The thing is, it's seeing the right about what each person has. That's the big question, is the right in what each person has, the information that they have. Yeah, it's truly amazing. Yeah. Hang on a second here. What's going on? Okay. There we go. All right. Awesome. All right, John and Deborah, Lord, thank you, Lord, for that, for the ability to prosper in everything. Prosperity, as we know, it's not just money. What good does money do? Like, some of the richest people in the world got cancer and couldn't be healed of cancer because with all their money, it still didn't touch them. So they lost their lives, and yet they were stinking filthy rich, you know. Yeah. So what is good? So, but having all of it, the wisdom of God, like Job did, and the power of God, and the money of God, and the wealth of God to do the work of God. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless John, God, give him wisdom how to put things into action at new levels. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Veronica and Mike, thank you, Lord, for that. I think she actually gave 20 and then gave 25 later. Wait a minute, that's not. I'm messing that up. Hang on a second. Yeah, so actually that's, that's right. Okay, so I'm going to have to change and put them in. No, we're getting it. All right, I almost messed it up. They had 45 instead of 20. I'm going to get them in a little bit. Okay, we got Barbara, $7. Thank you, Barbara, for that. Let's see up here. All right, Barbara, $7. Thank you, Barbara. In Jesus' name, Lord, for Barbara, God, we thank you, Lord, for that, for faith that works is dead. Thank you, Lord, that her faith is what causes things to happen, because she puts it into work. So we thank you, Jesus, for the work of God, the works of righteousness. There's the works of men. We try to do good things for God. God goes, well, you know, whatever. But it's the works of righteousness that really bless his kingdom and grow his kingdom. So, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name for the love of God. I just feel like God's bringing forth the love of God in you, and he is opening up the love of God in you, because the love, when we do things in love, love always does it for the right motives, right? Not our own love, but the love of God. If we give all of our love to God, and we give all of our love to God, then his love flows, because we love him with all of our heart and give it all to him, then his love flows through us in actions. And I thank you, Lord, for the actions, like Captain Coleman just walked in love. She's a human being. She got upset. She got, you know, had issues, had problems. But she was a woman of God. And, you know, and so all of her things outweighed, you know, the human, not necessarily sin, but the humanness of a person. And love literally covers a multitude of weaknesses and things that, you know, and I'm not even talking about sin. It says love covers most of sin. I'm not even talking about sin. I'm talking about just like things where we come short, you know, in our human nature. Like Jesus, you know, grew in wisdom, you know, with God. He learned obedience to the things that he suffered. So he didn't know perfect obedience until he suffered some things, right? So that's what I'm saying. And so, as love, the love of God drawing up out of your spirit, man, through the Holy Spirit, and penetrating through your soul, and loving and doing things out of love. That way, everything we build out of love, none of it will get burned up. It will all be blessed. It will all be like the stones, the gold, the silver, the precious stones, right? Because everything's done of love. When things are done of love, it says we can prophesy, but without love, it's nothing. You can have all kind of faith, but without love, it's nothing, right? But with love, it's everything. Thank the Lord for that love realm with my sister, God, for drawing her into that new place of the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit, and bringing her into that new place, God, of the love of God, and in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. And then we're going to get Veronica and Mike next. You know, the reason I've changed you guys is because I realized you gave 20 and then you gave 25, and that's 45. So I usually put everything in line here. That's what I was doing, in case you're listening tonight. All right, and then we'll have to go back and get Nikki and Charles, because they gave 35. All right, that's kind of the way I do it. So there you go. All right, so thank you, Lord, for Veronica and Mike, God, taking communion together, that, God, you're going to open their minds up. It's like what I was talking about tonight, y'all. Veronica, Mike, was that week or so, all of a sudden I just, like, woke up to, you know, what am I doing? What am I waiting for? Like that, like, oh, my gosh, you know. And then I just started, you know, because my brain got open, I started seeing things. Haven't I been doing that? Well, obviously, there was something else going on, I guess. I was, you know, under it with, in a good way, you know, with my family situation, and that was going on big time. And I think God didn't want me to be busy. In fact, a lot of it, I was looking at buildings. I almost went and got a facility. I never did do it, so I never talked to our board about it. I only talked to my board about when I decide we're going to do something, and then we vote on, you know, if we do something brand new, we do something new, then we take a vote on that, especially if it's concerning money. But so that wasn't happening, right? So I never did do that. And I just kept, you know, I was needed. And so that need, you know, changed everything I did. And all of a sudden, you know, through whatever, I just woke up and went, you know, what am I doing? And that's what I see happening with you guys. It's like, wow, our eyes are being opened to this stuff that's been right there in front of us, and we have no one to do with it. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessing on that, God, with Mike and Veronica. We thank you, Lord, O Jesus, O Son of God, O Master, every disaster, God, you take our disasters and you turn them into glory. You take our disasters. That's why you're such a great God. Because you take our human messes and you just, like, if we give them to you, you turn them into amazing, massive blessings from God in Jesus' name. You and we give you the glory, but you do it all for us. It's amazing. It's for you, but your will is for us. We must do your will. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing that about, God, in Jesus' name. Open them up, Father, new things. Like, oh, wow, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Now, I see. Right? That's what's been happening to me. I'm going like, man, I could do this and I could do that. And just, you know, I started seeing things that I need to be doing, you know, that God's called me to do, but just couldn't do it before. For some reason, I just wasn't able to see it. I was waiting for something. I don't know what I was waiting for. But now that wait just kind of like ended, basically, and so everything shifted. And, yeah, so that's what I see happening through the shift of change and the opening up, and mainly the opening up of eyes to see and be able to move forward with vision and with purpose. Amen? That's what happened to me, and I'm praying over you guys. That's what I'm getting for you, too. So that's really cool. I really just am so thankful this week, Mike and Veronica, because God had been is doing it for me. And he had me focused for a while on some things, and I guess that's maybe why I couldn't see. I don't know if it was just a timing thing or what, but, you know, you could reason it all out, but altogether, it just happened the way it happened. And boom, I'm not going, wow, let's go. What are we waiting for? Yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. And bless him, God, like you're blessing me right now. Amen. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. Favor, kindness, generosity coming to them, the generosity of God coming to them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Nikki and Charles, $35. Thank you, Nikki and Charles, for that. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you, Lord, for opening up that they've been being blessed. They told me, I talked to them today on the phone, actually. I don't think I've talked to them on the phone hardly ever. I don't think, maybe not ever, I don't remember. But I called them today and talked to them a little bit, and they tell me about that they need a car. So this group of people, this wonderful church is helping them get a car, get a truck. It's amazing. They reminded me of some words that we gave about one night I was praying for them. They said, it's been years ago, I see a green truck. And they said, that's what they're looking for, a green truck. They said, well, yeah, make sure it's green so we can have it work in the past, right? Something like that. Anyway, I'm just playing. But whatever they get, it's a blessing. So thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Thank you for increasing them. Thank you for multiplying them. Thank you for giving them hope, God. Thank you for opening their eyes to the favor of heaven, to the favor of God, to the favor of your glory, to the glory of walking in your will, to the glory of knowing what the glory is all about. Amen. What the glory is all about. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bring it forth and open it up. Hallelujah. And let them know, God. You know, just let them know that they're obeying you, that they're walking with you, God, and you're giving them your favor. You're giving them your favor in Jesus' name. They favored you, now you're favoring them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We favor God. God favors us first. We know that. And then we favor him. Like we choose him, right? We could choose a lot of different things, and he knows it, but he knows his will is the only way. So when we choose him, he goes, okay, you chose me, so I'm choosing you right back. Tag. Like, he tags us, we tag him, and then he just tags us right back, right? Yeah, it's just a fun game, a lot of fun. Amen. All right, thank you, Jesus, for Charles, Nikki, and their blessings, God. Just saturate them in your blessings, saturate them in your love, saturate them. They just told me how they cry. Heard Charles just cry when God bless him. I said, that's so, so sweet, Jesus, though, man. We just cry, you know. I'm a crybaby, too, sometimes. I mean, I'm kind of a crier myself at times. I like to laugh and cry, but it's like you guys do. But, man, it's like, yeah, it's amazing. God is so good. I'm glad we can laugh and cry. I'm glad Jesus did that. He wept and he laughed. Only because I saw him laugh. All right, good Lord. good medicine. Okay, what am I doing here? Let's go over here. Regina, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for the new avenues, God. You're opening up to her, God, in Jesus' name, in her heart. God opens it up in our heart first, and then he opens it up to us. Because if we're not ready on the inside, then it's hard to walk in it when it shows up, right? So he prepares us on the inside. And then when it shows up, we're God going, I'm ready for this. So a lot of people don't get blessed. And God's going, I can't give you that. I can't give you the $10,000 blessing. I can't $50,000, $100,000 blessing. I can't give it to you because it'll mess you up. I want to give it to you bad, but I can't. So what we do is he helps us and we prepare for it. And then when we're prepared, then he drops it into our lap. So thank you for dropping that blessing and blessing that drop. Drop the blessing and let it just drop right in her lap, God, in Jesus' name. Bless her, bless her, bless her, Jesus. Show your favor, God, in Jesus' name, and let her make her bucket list. Should we call it a bucket list, Regina, or should we call it a Ark of the Covenant list or something? I don't know. Whatever you're going to call it. A bucket list is good. Make your bucket list, man. It's your bucket list. Preparatory is my bucket list. Yeah, literally. I mean, you know, maybe you already did that or not. But, so sometimes making a bucket list, you find out what you really want. When you know, bucket list yesterday was one thing. Nah, I think I'm taking it off. I got something else I want to put on it. So we start figuring out, Regina, what we think we want, and we get it out there. That's one thing about asking God, because when you ask him, you start thinking about that. Is that really what I want? Oh, maybe you know what? I don't think I want that. I think I want this. And you change what you're asking for. You might ask for something for your children. You might end up asking for somebody else's children, right? You might ask for, you know, a car for somebody else, and God says, hey, ask for a car for yourself. You never know what God's going to have you do. So thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Blessing, blessing, blessing on Regina, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open up the windows of heaven. And let the glory come down. All right. All right. Yeah. Pretty sure I did. I go so many different places, man. Wow. Keep up with myself and stuff. All right, give me a second here. Yeah, because I remember saying Angeles in South Carolina, yeah. Yeah, you must have gone to get you a cup of coffee or something or write something in your notebook. Yes, we got that. Yeah. She said laugh out loud. I know. It doesn't take long to miss something. I had it happen to a lot of people. All right, let's go here. Let me take a look here. Hang on a second. Let me see what's going on. Okay, got that. All right, let's keep checking things because things change constantly. Just a second here. Barbara, Sandra and Robert. Thank you, Lord, for Robert and Sandra. Hang on a second here. Too many things going on at once here. Hang on a second. Okay. And if we could have a life without, we could have a life without cords, I'd be really happy. Cords can really, just depending on the day, cords can really mess with you when you got a bunch of them. All right, Sandra and Robert, thank you, Lord. Cords, talking about cords. Thank you, Lord, that coming one in cord. Well, I thank you for bringing her people, their people, Robert and Sandra, Sandra and Robert's people, God, into one accord, bringing their minds into one accord. It doesn't mean we think exactly the same way. It just means that we're heading in the same place together, maybe with different ideas about what it is that we're heading for, but going basically in the same direction, that our heads are united together, our hearts are united together. And I thank you, Lord, for that Psalm 133 anointing. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is. Let me get that out. Let me go there for a second. Psalm 133. It says here. Psalms 133, let's check it out, see what's up with all of it. All right. I don't know why I'm going to speak this over you tonight. There's something about it. Behold how good and how pleasant it is. It's like a priestly blessing in a sense. Behold, over Robert and Sandra, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head of Sandra and Robert, running down Robert's beard, but Sandra has one, the beard of Aaron, running down the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. And Lord, I declare and decree Psalms 133 over them in Jesus' name. How even the numbers mean something in themselves. Thank you, Lord, for the numbers. Thank you, Lord, for the psalm. Thank you for the singing. Thank you for the worship. Thank you for the songs of worship, for the songs of glory. God, glory came down. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. My sins were washed away. My night turned into day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Yeah, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. There's something going on with unity. There's something going on with how good God, like working things out for good, how good and how pleasant, like things becoming pleasant. God showing you how to deal with things, how things where things don't mess with you. They don't bother you. It's like, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil, not just any old Sandra and Robert, the precious oil upon the head, upon the brain, upon the mind, to think, to know, to be thinking in the right direction, going the right way, running down the oil, the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. But there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. It's like a priestly blessing, but I feel like the priest Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, through me, in my spirit, is bringing blessing on you like a priestly blessing, saying, behold, Sandra, how good and how pleasant it is. Wow, like when we meet Adam and Eve, going, you know, that is very good, right? We said how good. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing on them. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing on them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bring it together. Bring things together. Let things come together. Let the unity thing bring things together in the name of Jesus. Bringing things together. Things coming together. Things that have been apart coming back together. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Yeah, heaven came down. There, I'm not sure what the psalm is. Heaven comes down, Sandra and Robert, and glory, or the will of God, which brings glory to God on the earth. The only thing that brings glory to God on the earth is his will. That's coming together for you in Jesus' name, and unifying, where the harmony can't be broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Wow, what am I doing here? It's amazing. I get caught up in this. Terrence and Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Tanisha, for that. We just bless you tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the call of God on your life. You know, calling you, feeling that calling stronger, feeling that calling drawing you. The calling is drawing, the drawing of the calling. The whole thing about the calling of God, the drawing of God, the calling, the drawing. The calling, the drawing to the calling. Yeah, the drawing to the calling. Whoa, BJ, you can't. I don't need to say anything else other than that. The drawing of the calling. The drawing of the calling. And the Father Terrence, too, go, we just thank you, Jesus, tonight for the draw, for the call. Her drawing and calling, for him to draw and the call. Same basic thing. Thank you, Jesus, for the draw and the call. Thank you, Lord, for calling and then little by little drawing them. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Draw nigh to God, Terrence, and he will draw nigh to you. I know you already do, but there's a new thing. When God releases a new anointing for this thing, he anoints us to draw nigh unto him. The draw of the call. Wow, in the name of Jesus, draw nigh to God. And he will draw out of you, like Abraham offered up out of you. I just wanted to see if you do it. And then he turns around and goes, watch this. I'm going to bless you really, really good. I'm going to bless you, Terrence, really, really good. I'm going to bless you really, really good in Jesus' name. He spoke that blessing of Abraham. And he kind of finally, I think it was the last blessing he spoke over him. And because it was the highest level of blessing he could get, because he did what? He offered up his own family member, his son. He offered up his own son, whole different level. Wow. Amen. All right. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Kind of skipping around a little bit tonight, aren't I? I just realized what I've done there. All right, Bianca, $45. Thank you, Lord, for Bianca. Thank you, Lord. It's going to take you far beyond. Like Bianca, beyond what you could ask or think or even imagine, even what you can ask, God's going to take you further than that, girl. He's got big plans for you. He's got big things for you, bigger things than you realize. And right now, you know, sometimes we get like Joseph, we get being trained, all the circumstances that we go through, you know, the making, he makes us, he bakes us, right? It's called shake and bake, Bianca, like he shakes and bakes us. We get shaken and get baking, you know, and God shakes us because anything, what the shaking's for in our lives is to shake off anything that's dead, anything that's just kind of hanging on, anything that's just sucking the life out of you. He shakes it. He shakes it until it falls off. You know, anything that doesn't belong to you, he shakes it off. That's what the shaking is for. Shaking is not to destroy us. It is to deliver us, right, from just blood-sucking things that mess with us and we have to deal with, things that, and eat up our time, all kinds of things. Thank you, Jesus, for Bianca, God, that going beyond. She's moving beyond. She's giving her, casting her cares upon the Lord and at a new level, God. And she's bearing the burden of the word of the Lord in Jesus' name, bearing the burden of the word of the Lord, learning how to bear that burden, how to carry the word of the Lord and do good with it and be blessed by it. Amen, and call it forth in Jesus' name, giving you something to like women give birth to children, right? That's what they do. Like they also can give birth to vision or dream. But they kind of know how to do it. They know what's involved in it, right? When it gets ready to birth, you
you doing a lot of crying, like crying out, the pain. When the baby shows up, the pain is gone. Like, wow, look what I got. That's what I hear you saying. Look what I got. Look what God gave me. Look what he put inside me. Look what he gave me. Look what he conceived, what I conceived of him. Let it be done, God, in Jesus' name. All right, Daryl Paul, 5999. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for Daryl Paul. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing his accounts up to par. You bring his accounts. You know, when we come before God and we're accountable for what he tells us to do and we do it, then he brings our accounts up and starts filling our accounts up, you know, with whatever. It's not just about money. Oh, yeah, plenty of that. There's plenty of that to go in. But he fills it up with all kinds of ideas, things. Sometimes God giving us an idea is better than giving us money, because the idea that he gives us when we put it into action ends up producing, you know, wealth and blessing. Yeah. Amen. Wealth and blessing. So I thank you, Jesus, that Daryl Paul will not be afraid of being blessed. He will not be afraid of being really blessed by God. Amen. Sometimes, you know, there's people have fear that if I get really blessed, I might fall away from the Lord because I'll be so blessed I might forget him. I doubt it, but I might. But hey, people do it. Yeah, all that. So God delivering you from the fear of that, any kind of question, any kind of hint of any of that, in Jesus' name. And, yeah, so God can fully bless you instead of, like, most of the way or some of the way, right? The full blessing of God in your life and dealing with that thing of what true prosperity is. Sometimes it's God giving you wisdom, and you put that wisdom into action, and that wisdom creates a whole world for you, a whole life for you. You know, and it all came from ideas from heaven, revelation from God. Right? And we give him the glory for it. As long as we give God the glory for everything, he'll just keep blessing. If we quit giving him the glory, then he eventually quits blessing us, because it's like, you know, bread's going to multiply if you don't give me the glory. Because Jesus, before he multiplied the bread, therefore he blessed it and gave it to the Father. He said, bless you, Father of heaven and earth. Thank you. I give you thanks. He thanked him for the bread. Since he knew that he had created it all, of course, Jesus was there creating it too, but now he's in the earth realm. And he's giving the Father all the glory for the plan and how he made food for us and all that. Thankful for everything. Amen. Really awesome. All right, cool. All right, Jeannie, $80. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. Thank you, Lord, for the favor of God in her life. I thank you, Lord, that this whole thing about asking, God showing you, you know, at a whole other level how to ask. It's not just about asking. It's how we ask, right? It really is about how we ask. If you asked amiss, if you asked, you know, for whatever, you know, asked the wrong thing, you know, because sometimes we don't know what to pray. The Bible says we don't know what to pray for yet. So when he said he might miss it, of course we're going to miss it sometimes. But we don't know how to praise we ought. It's what we're learning how to do. The whole thing is learning how to, you know, pray the right prayer. Are we going to pray the wrong ones sometimes? Absolutely. If we're fumbling around trying to pray, trying to figure out what we need to ask for, and sometimes you have to get it out of your mouth to see, oh, I don't think I really want that. You know? That's why sometimes getting your prayer list out and start praying over your prayer list, you know, you start realizing, you know, I don't know why I'm asking for that. I don't really, you know, God, give me some glory questions, things to ask for, you know, more of that. And so you start realizing that he changes you into your prayers becoming glory prayers. Glory prayers meaning to give glory to God, you know, from God, given to God, given by God. And you put it into action, what God gave you, so that you don't come short of the glory for you personally. I mean, not coming short of the glory is walking in the full will of God. The will of God is the only glory in the earth. Jesus said, I can do nothing, meant that anything besides the will of God was nothing. No glory in any of it. Yeah, no glory in any of that. Only glory in what God gives, what God inspires, what he plants, what he says. In the name of Jesus, God. The wealth of information. Give her a wealth. Wealth is more information than it is. Some people spend more time praying for money. And you know, money is God. It's not a big deal to God. Really, we need to spend more time praying for wisdom on how to not waste money when we get it. Wisdom on how to get the money in the hands of what our bill payer or what we owe, all, doing everything correctly and in order. And we get wisdom on that, all that stuff. We end up, you know, being blessed because of the wisdom, not just because he increased and gave us a bunch of money. And every time we lost, you know, mishandled money and he brought more, it's that we learned how to quit losing money. We learned how to quit, you know, doing it. So learning how to do that is amazing. And I'm learning more all the time that if I do what he tells me to do, it takes less time, less trouble, and less effort, and I end up being more blessed. And I'm not so wore out trying to figure it all out. God knows how, you know, I deal with that all the time. I think everybody does. But, yeah, that blessing on you in Jesus' name of being able to ask and receive. And do faithful works is powerful. Putting things in action that God gives brings him glory. All right, Daniel 128:04. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Daniel from Texas. Thank you, Lord, for Daniel. Thank you, Lord, for the heart you're giving him, God, to be free and to bring freedom and to be free. You're giving him a desire to be free, whatever that means. Sometimes we don't really know exactly what freedom means. And we think we get free from our, you know, people in our lives, from people that, you know, business people who are like really a bit of pain in the neck, it seems like. We think that maybe that's what our freedom would be, or it could be freedom from, you know, debt, freedom from, you know, working so hard all the time and not being paid enough, you know, whatever the thing would be. And I thank you, Lord, that you shown him what, you know, what blessing really is and what wisdom, God, not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God that will save him time and effort. And like with me on the computer thing I talked about earlier tonight, I do not like anything but Macs. I'm on this computer that my wife has used for like 15 years or something like that, 10, maybe 8, I don't know exactly, a long time. And I'm on it now trying to do the books, right? And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a nightmare. And because the grace of God was with me, it's just like, I couldn't believe how fast, I'm still in shock. You're going to hear me talk about it. I'm shocked how fast. And no stress, no anxiety, and it turned into pure joy. Something I was dreading is now turning into pure joy. Amazing. And I see that happening with you. Yeah, in Jesus' name, where your strength is lasts you twice as long. Everything lasts you twice as long. Your money, your energy, your time. Yeah, I'm telling you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. All right, Drinker 150, ASW Auto Sales. LLC, $50 for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that ESW Auto Sales. God, we thank you, Jesus, for ministering, using ESW Auto Sales to minister to people, to be a tool of ministry, to be a tool of blessing for God and God's people and God's things and God's, you know, God's avenue of bringing favor. In Jesus' name, that you will think for ESW also, the favor of God upon ESW. Amen. Just like DFW, it's ESW, ESW. Thank you, Lord, for that, for you're going to meet people from the Middle East, from the Eastern world, and Jesus' name. And I don't know if they'll be here or be there, or where you're going to meet them at, or where you're going to connect with them, or what's going to be connected with them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for that. For those people, for that combination of people in her life, in Jesus' name, and bring blessing on ESW Auto Sales. All right, Tyreek, $10. Bless Tyreek, God. Give him favor, Father. Show him, in Jesus' name, give him energy and joy and challenge. Let him be challenged. Because we have a challenge, we you know, get excited because we're challenged. But something challenges, we get bored. And so help him to keep challenged, you know, keep himself challenged up. Where he's, you know, enjoying life, but he feels challenged. He feels like, you know, he's got something to really work for and work to, you know, work toward. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that and working with him on that in Jesus' name and open him up to the world of being challenged. And sometimes that's what God does. He challenges us so that we go, man, you know, I may have to work a little harder, but I can do that. Oh, yeah, when you conquer it, when you get it, Tyreek, it's like you're going, wow, look at that, man. It makes you feel like you've got something going on with God. Got something going on. You've got something happening. Look at me, man. Look at this. Look what we did here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Like a challenge, winning a race. Because you trained and you got better and you got better and better and better until you won. Amen. Torrey. $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek. Torrey, in Jesus' name, thank you, God, that you cause him to see that where there's a will, there's a way. When he chooses, you know, when in his heart to do it. Like my mom used to tell me all the time, she's Randy Chandler, I know you can do anything if you choose to do it. I mean, I don't know if she really believed it or not. Maybe she did. If she didn't, I don't know. But anyway, you know, I tried to believe it. But truly, it truly is, whether the will is the way. And once you set your will to do it, that's the thing. What, Tori, is finding what you know you want to do, what you feel like you're supposed to be doing, and then you put all your heart into it, right? Put all your heart into it. And anything you put your heart into that's of God, it brings you happiness and joy because, you know, he challenges you with things. And then you win that. Like I'm with Tyreek. So thank you, Jesus, for Tyreek, God, and giving him wisdom on how to deal with people, how to deal with grown-ups, how to deal with people that he knows are unjust, how to, how to hang with them, how to, you know, watch, you know, don't become, you know, like them, but to hang with them and learn from them, learn what not to do. God's going to show you not only what to do, but what not to do. Sometimes God brings people in our life already to show us what not to do, what not to be like. Like you said, look at this. This is the wrong way over here. This is the right way. Yeah. And walk there in it, and you'll be blessed. Praying for Victor tonight, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Victor. Thank you, Jesus, for Victor, that the peace of God be upon Victor, that the peace that passeth understanding, that he'll be able to move past trying to figure it all out and be able to get wisdom on how to do what he needs to do, what needs to be done, in Jesus' name, and being able to open up his eyes, God, so he can see, you know, that God is real. And that God is really on your side. It's not just some talk, not some preacher talk, but it really is real. It really is true. God is more on our side than we are on our side. He wants done what's right, what's righteous, what's good in God's eyes. And not what's religious, but what's good, what's right. And God wants to bless you, Victor. Lord, I think for blessing upon Chris, for Victor, in Jesus' name, calling Chris, Victor Christian. Thank you, Lord, for Victor, God, that you bring blessing on Victor, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let his heart know that you are on his side to help guide him through and to help him so he can be comforted and know that you're with him, God. So he will fear, that he will only fear and reverence God, in Jesus' name. Therefore, he'll never fear another person in the wrong way. He'll never fear another thing in the wrong way because he knows that God is with him to do whatever needs to be done, whatever isn't. Even things that are impossible, that he will win the victory with that. Chris, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Lord, for giving Chris wisdom, God, giving him knowledge of how to do things. Like sometimes, Chris, you know, it's like you know, like with me, when I'm doing something, I don't really know what I'm doing, and I'm doing it maybe for the first time or whatever. It's like I keep getting these thoughts about saying, you know, I'm going to do that. It's like, it ends up being the very thing, you know, that was the right thing. It's like my spirit man or somebody was trying to tell me what to do, and it just didn't, you know, I mean, I never done this before, so I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, you know, try this here. I'm going like, man, that ain't going to work. And it ended up being the very thing, right? So you get these things in you that are right. You learn to trust them, learn to believe them, learn to go with them, and you get them and put them into action. You're going to find a great blessing on that. And drink at $10. Thank you, Lord. Just thanksgiving to God and his faithfulness. Amen. So thank you, Andrika, Father, for the love of God in her life, God, that love. We're all craving love. I crave love. We all crave love because why? Because that's what God is. God is love. So he gave us a craving for him. And all that stuff about love, girl, that is like, that's a receiving, craving love of the Father that you crave, that you can't wait for. You can't live without it. You've got to have it. And it's mine. It belongs to me. Like taking ownership of it in the sense that It's not just some blunder or whatever. That's mine. That love thing, it's mine. And I'm going to have it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to walk in it. That's mine. Mine. God gave it to me. I got it. I'm going to take it all the way to the top. I'm not going to come short of anything. I'm going to go for it in Jesus' name. All right, $50. Thanksgiving to God for his faithfulness, $50. We'll work less, earn a whole lot more in Jesus' name. First time I read that, that was pretty smart doing that, girl. That was very smart doing that because it even reminds me, right? Every time I see them, I'm going like, yeah, man, that's it. Go for that thing. And so we will work less. And that's the true blessing of God. Lord, I think that you give them wisdom how to do that, how to give you thanks, giving thanks for you for what you're doing. Like Jesus lifted up the bread and gave thanks. First thing it is give thanks. We give thanks to you, God. You bless it. We break it, and we give it out, and it becomes blessed. Lord, bless our wealth, bless our family, bless every part of their life, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the whole family will not come short of the glory. They will all fulfill the glorious will of the Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right, Chris, $250. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Lord, for that ability to do business with God. And doing business with God means you can do anything. You can literally do business deals. You can do business with God by talking, like Jesus said, about my Father's business. In the temple, talked with the temple people, doing his thing. He was on about his Father's business at the Father's house, doing the Father's work. But it was all business. It was the Father's business, right? It was the Father's business. And so God's really opening your mind up to whatever you're doing, whether you're working on a fence, out shooting, you know, hunting, whatever you're doing, working on something, talking to people, you know, preaching behind the pulpit, doing revival. I'm declaring that over you, bro, that it's the will of the Father. If I'm more in the ark, I'm about my Father's business. Everything's about the Father's business. I'm about my Father's business. Hallelujah. My Father's business. Oh, what's the Father's business? It's the things that whatever he's doing is what I do. He's always working. Jesus basically said God was a workaholic. Except on the Sabbath. Jesus said, we work on the Sabbath. He was watching this, calling God a workaholic. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. But, God says, Jesus said on the Sabbath, right? On the Sabbath, he supposed to be rich on the Sabbath. And said, the Father is working. He said, my Father works, I work. Because they were accusing him of healing people on the Sabbath, right? Yeah, he was being accused of doing that, of working. He said, well, you understand, when my Father works, I work. It's like my true Sabbath is the Father's resting, I'm resting with him, but with the Father's working, I'm working. And that's what he explained to them. I'm about my Father's business. The man is using it. Open his eyes to that God in brand new ways, dear Jesus. You will see it, they will know it, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and it will bless him dearly. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Wow. All right. Hang on a second. Okay. All right. We're back. All right, Chris. Thank you, Lord, for that. And, amen. All right. Donald and Tanya, $266. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald and Tanya. Father, thank you, Lord, for giving them that, helping them understand at a deeper level that thing of being blessed by God, that when we do God's will, you know, and choose to do his will, even sometimes it contradicts what everybody else is doing. Sometimes God's going to do that, Donald. He's going to cause you to have to do things that are going to contradict everybody and everything. And sometimes maybe even contradict what you think, you know, like it is with me. He'll tell me something, I'm going like, what? You know, I don't really believe that. And they're like, well, that's what's going to happen. Well, you sure about that? You sure about that, God? And so he gives me things that are contrary or conflicting, that are different than the flow. Everybody's going downriver he's going upriver, right? So you're going to find yourself going upriver. But it's God. You know, sometimes he tests us, like with Abraham. He was tested with Isaac. That was kind of going upriver. I was like, we don't do that. That's what the heathen did. That's what his idolatrous family did, stuff like that. I'm like, wow. You know, what am I doing here? And so he kind of went against the grain. And sometimes God does that to us to train us to be able to stand alone and be able to stand, you know, by ourselves with God. Because God wants us more by ourselves with him than he does with a bunch of people. Because if we learn to be with him by ourselves, then when we get together with other people and we maintain that being with him in the midst of people, then we become a great blessing to those people, right? Because we're still connected to God, and God is still, you know, thinking through us, giving ideas, you know. So it's really, really awesome. And, yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for opening that up, God, and stirring him up to know that sometimes you have him do the opposite of what other people are doing for a reason. Like with Abraham, I mean, it's what he did. He did the opposite of a lot of things that people do. But sometimes we do what God says. Sometimes it is the opposite or close to it of what everybody's doing. Right? Because they can't see it, so we have to do it in order for it to be seen. And like you said, once you see it, you can't see it. That was good. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Man, how true that is. What a great job on that one. And for Tanya, we thank you for Tanya for blessing her, God. The other night she was dealing with acid reflux. God, I just thank you, Jesus, for giving her peace. Let her see how beautiful that she is in your sight, God, how you just love her and adore her and think she's just your baby doll. God, that you can love on her. That Tanya, I just feel like God really wants you to let God love on you. And I know you like to love people and serve and do all that, and so do I. But I see God really trying to say, you know, let me love you at a deeper level. Let me love you at a level I've never been able to love you before. Because what it's going to do is it's going to connect you to the personableness of Jesus. You know, that I will do things for you, like you leave the 99 and go for the one. Right? He'll leave everything and go for the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for opening up that whole dimension that God will leave the 99. Not about going 99 and go for somebody doing something wrong. He's just going to somebody because he can show them, hey, you know, so he leaves the 99 and goes for you, right, to show you that because if he can get one person to agree with him on stuff, if he can get one person that will agree with him no matter what everybody says, no matter everything's going on, if he can get one person to agree with him, Tanya, we become powerful. We become very powerful in God. Yeah, very, very powerful in the Lord. And because God is looking for people who will be able to stand alone. When he has that, he's got somebody who can do anything he wants to through them. And that makes him very, very happy. Very happy. All right, Nicole, sold some stuff on eBay. I can't wait to find out what you got. Be awesome. $65 for that. High then offering off that. And then $1,177.77. So thank you, Lord, for that. Altogether, $1,142.77. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Thank you, Lord, for opening up her heart to be to the fruitful and multiplying realm, to have access to that not everybody else has access to. Because when you serve God, you know, when you serve God, yeah, God blesses you. You know, it's about being a servant. The servants are going to be the greatest. Why? Because they become, if you will, totally attentive to the person that they're serving. I'm talking about, you know, you're serving with what God has given. That's what a servant does. A true servant of God, like Jesus said, he served only what the Father gave him. So he became very attentive to the Father and became very attentive to the person. The Father first, the person second, because you have to get the information of the food from the Father. And when you serve it with excellence, you serve it with compassion, you serve it with understanding, you serve it with strength, you serve it with. You know, I know you don't understand this. I know you don't like this. I know you're not agreeing with me on this, but I got to tell you the truth. And then you tell the truth. You speak what God's showing you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the rewards with that, God, and for the revelation of that. Thank you, Lord, for opening her eyes to see that her future is in your hands and nobody else's, that nobody can take it, nobody can add to it or take away from what she has. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. When God shuts the door, no man can open it. In other words, no man can come in and stop it. No man can come in and hinder it, only because God's going to do it. It's going to be God. Hallelujah. For what God is going to say. I'm going to do it here in a second. For what God has. Hang on a second. Yeah, I keep wanting to say, I don't really know what I'm saying. When I prophesy, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, for what God has blessed, let no man call unclean. Yeah, that's, and there's probably more to that. Hang on, I'm trying to get this here. For what God has, for what God, I'm right on the tip of my tongue here, right on the tip of my brain, and I'm trying to get a scripture. Hang on a second here. Let God be true and every man a liar. That when I in front of the tip of my tongue, I couldn't get it there. Let God. God be true and every something like that. You know what it says? Let God be true. And every man a liar. Isn't that a scripture? Yeah, my internet is really slow. Yeah, that's it. I'm getting it. Oh, okay. It's Romans 3:4. Certainly not. Let God be true. Okay, let's read that. But let God be true and every man a liar. As it has been written, that you may be justified in your words and will prevail in your being judged. Let's read this in the Bible code. Let God be true, though every man a liar. What advantage has a Jew, or what is the benefit of circumcision? Too great in every respect. First of all, that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. First of all, the trust of the oracles of God, and what then? If some, whoops, where did it go? Internet work. I'm used to fast stuff, and this message would be big time. Okay, let's go here. What then? If some did not believe, their unbelief, if some did not believe, their unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God. Will it? Sith? May it never be. Rather, let God be found true, though every man be a liar, he found a liar, as is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. Prevail when you are judged. I love that. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, All right, so it goes on and says all that. But interesting. I don't know what that is about that. I don't know why I went there with that exactly. But let God be true and never been a liar. So something about that, God's going to do something like that with you. Just like open that up and bring that blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, decades of, I'm hearing prophetic speech, the decades of thumbing their nose in the face of God and God going to come and take care of it. Give them a chance to repent, like something about decades. So decades, whatever that is, a while. He lets people get by with things for a while. Like Israel did think they didn't let the land rest for like, what, 70 years? Is that right? How many years was it? I don't remember. But they got put in bondage for, what, 77 years? Something like that. 70. Yeah. God found to be true. What God's word says is true. And that every man be found to be a liar. Yeah. God's word is true. So there's something about God's word and the truth of God's word and all that. Right. Okay, I'm getting kind of understanding. It's just kind of a basic truth, really. Powerful. A very important one. Yep. All right, let us know whenever you want to about that eBay thing you got at eBay. Be cool to know. And the internet is slow again tonight. Wow. Okay, Greg gave, all right, Greg, think that 10, and we just bless you tonight in Jesus' name. God, just give him new energy, new strength, new passion, new desire. Not setting goals or anything, but, in that sense of just setting a human goal, but putting timing on something, like, okay, God, hear me out. In 3 days, I want to hear something from you or something like that. And you begin to seek God about it and challenge, test God and see, try God and see. And so sometimes we have to test and try and challenge and, so ask God for that and start working on, how to ask correctly, how to ask, truly, so we can, when we're praying, we'll get our prayers answered, right? He said he doesn't even listen. Bob says he doesn't even listen when we pray outside of his will. Well, it's like, how vain is that when Jesus really said, I can do nothing save what I see my Father, because with anything outside of his will, it's considered nothing, literally nothing in his eyes. It's our own righteousness, our own stuff. So God's trying to show us how to, pray and get the answer and seek him and find him. And instead of, all of those. Okay, here in a second here. All right. Okay. All right, so God, give Greg a fresh anointing, fresh passion, fresh strength, fresh desire, so he has something fresh and new. That will prosper him, that will take him somewhere where only he knows he wants to go. God, in Jesus' name, to have someone he can fellowship with and fellowship in the kingdom of God, in the glory of God. Open that up for him, God, in Jesus' name. And bless him. Show him how to be friends and be friendly and how to break the ice, how to be an icebreaker. Yeah, how to be an icebreaker. Hallelujah. It'll be an icebreaker. God, I was just thanking God today, Greg, about how that you just made me into a different person the last few years, especially. I was really thankful about that today because I just left the place I was at and I talk with the people, have fun. They enjoy, you know, with each other going back and forth, just having fun. And I've never been like that before. So it's like, you know, God's changing my personality. I'm more quiet, reserved, friendly, but reserved. And I feel like he's doing that with you. I feel like something's going on like that with you. Yeah, he's taking you higher and, opening up to, you know, the different characters that you don't even know you have inside you that are beautiful, fun, loving, kind, at a higher level, much higher level. Amen. So it's to draw friends and to learn to and just enjoy people. When I enjoy people, because I do enjoy people, I just have, we get serious, we can laugh, we can cry, we can have fun, we can work hard together and just love it. Yeah. Amen. All right. There's Shannon, $25, $25, yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for Shannon and for his mate, father, for his life, for his wife. Love, we just thank you for opening it up, God. And same thing for him. Just praying over Greg that to be friend, be friendly, and learn how to, see things. When you start seeing things in a whole different light, and you start learning to open your mouth and let God, you know, talk to people and just, you know, you don't always know what you're going to say or do, but, breaking the ice sometimes is breaking the ice in us. Yeah, sometimes breaking the ice is breaking the ice in us. We are ice over about some things, right? Yeah, I know I have been. I have been for a long time. It's amazing. If you just knew what a big change it is that God has done to me, Greg, I mean, Shannon, you'd understand what I'm saying. It's like, wow, my God. How does it happen? I don't even know how it happened exactly, except the matter of just crying it to God. And God helped me to be have fun and be cool and be godly and, you know, be a regular human being without being religious. Yeah. So open up Shannon, God, and, let him find, you know, God wants us to be pleased with what we have. He wants us to be pleased. You know, God was always pleased. Well, I'm pleased with that. I'm pleased with this, pleased with that. God wants us to be pleased. He loves to be pleased. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, thank you, Lord, for bringing that whole thing of pleasing, that pleasing thing to Shannon, God. In Jesus' name, open it up and, break the fetters off and let him be able to walk free with friends and being friendly and being, you know, just having fun. You know, just enjoying that word about you're going to say the wrong thing. Do I ever say the wrong thing? Yep. Yeah. Sometimes I do. And then I'm thinking quietly in my mind. I'm going like, okay, God, help me get it out of this. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, probably my fault, but whatever. Really, really awesome. Yeah. Really, really awesome. I was just literally, God, I said, I just love myself. I said to God today, I did. It's about 7 o'clock, something like that. I'm driving. Man, I just love myself, man. What did I, how come I, and it sounds crazy, but that's exactly what I said to God. I mean, driving in the road, I said, God, I just love myself. I've never loved myself that much. And it's really a big thing to love yourself. It's hard to love somebody else and can't love yourself. Yeah. Hard to loosen up others when you can't loosen up yourself, right? Me talking about. Yeah, so open that up, God, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Okay. right, y'all. I think that's it for tonight. It's only 11:40, so we'll get off the road tonight. Have a great night. Any prayer requests or anything else you want to talk about or pray over or whatever? Marge, thank God for people keeping me straight, man. Yes, thank you for that. Thank you. Okay. All right, thank you, Marge. Vegas, was it? All right. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for Marjorie tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for a new anointing on her life, God, just an anointing on her, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing and a fresh blessing. Hang on a second. Yeah, fresh, that calling that she has in her life to be who she is. Yeah, hey, look, I have a calling to be somebody, you know, to be somebody, and the whole thing about being pure is about just being who we are, you know, and not being afraid to be who we are. Sometimes some of the things that people think about themselves as being, like, you know, goofy or, you know, like people don't like. That's a part that I love about them the most. You know, I love that about them. I'm like, I love the fact that you're like, you've got that goofy look on your face when you just. I think it's the most pure look at you that I could ever have. It's like, all the other stuff is great, but man, when you look at that, get that certain look on your face, like the pure, innocent little, you know, thing. I just think that's awesome. I go, my God, that's the real whoever that is. So letting the real you shine in your weaknesses and your strengths and your failures and all your blessings and all that stuff, just being you, just be you all the way. And people love that. And, you know, Margaret, I feel like God's really going to open you up to that, to just being the real you. And then when God changes you, then you change. You know, you're not trying to be something different than who you are. When you change, you know, if you need to change that area, whatever it is, you change and you change. You have changed. You're not trying to be different. You are different. And so the things in you that are different, getting in contact with really who we are is the part of the process of getting over. Is getting to realize what we don't have. Sometimes we're trying to act like something that we're not, which I've done many times in my life because I didn't know how to be myself, that I found myself, you know, just like not really getting down to the root of, you know, God couldn't show me how to be myself because I was too busy trying to be like others that I thought were really cool people, you know. And so little by little, he began to show me how beautiful I was in him. You know, how he liked me, just the way he made me. And yeah, I've messed a lot of it up, but you know what? In all truth, my honesty, learning how to be honest with God became one of the greatest things in my life, being honest with God. You know, just like, okay, man, you know, I really messed that up. Sorry. Man, if you don't trust me again, I understand, you know. But yeah, so, and just being, talking my heart to him and telling him, you know, he already knows anyway, but there's something he likes it when we tell him. Oh, God already knows that, so why tell him? Well, because he likes us telling it. He just does. He likes us saying what's going on, what's not going on, how we feel, how we don't feel. And so it's really amazing, you know, how that we just learn how to be, you know, even the things that are, you know, shy or whatever. People love the shy part of me as well as they love the part of me that's bold and strong. And, you know, to watch a shy person, you know, be bold and strong, it's amazing. If they go from one left to the other, and they're all beautiful. You know, so God's going to show you all the beautiful things about you that are just you, just the way you are right now. Good, bad, ugly, wonderful, beautiful, whatever the thing is. He just sees it, and he just loves it, and that you're honest about it, that your purity means you're not trying to hide it, that you're just, you know, say, man, this is me, sorry, God's going to change me, I think, soon, hopefully, whatever, I don't know, but this is just me. And people love that. They love that. Hypocrisy is one of the things that Jesus absolutely, Marja, he despised hypocrisy. So when I see people, you know, like I used to be a little bit of that, not, I don't know about hypocrisy, but just, you know, trying to be like others because I didn't really know who I was. But he just started showing me that how he hates hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is deliberately and willfully being something that you're not, knowing you're not like that, you do it anyway to deceive people. And we're not like that. I don't think many people that I know that are like that, but that's the epitome. That's the highest level of, you know, not being yourself is pure, ugly hypocrisy. Right. So we're not like that. I know, but I don't think I ever really deliberately would try to see people that, but I just would act like somebody else because I didn't have to be myself. So I think God's really going to open you up to that and show you how to, God's going to really show you people that are being themselves and how beautiful they are, even in their weaknesses. Even their weaknesses are beautiful. Are beautiful. Yeah, God needs to change them, probably, yeah, whatever. But it's like when we become peaceful and restful about who we are, you know, God just says, hey, you know, it's like Jesus was the raw, pure himself. Yeah, and people love that. They like that. All right, and bless her, God, in Jesus' name. Bless her finances. Bless her wealth area. And let her, what the wealth of who she is as a person, be the wealth in her pocketbook. Amen. So she can be a blessing in that area, too. More and more and more. Higher, higher, higher. All right. Okay. She's about done it. Hang on a second. I'm checking out some footage. Coming in from Asia. All right. Awesome. Okay. I think that's about it for tonight. It's almost midnight. Be happy, be joyful, be reverential, fearful of God, reverential fearing of God. Got to start thinking today, what are we going to do the blood of the doorpost again? I mean, if I want to start thinking today, it's like, are we going to do that again? Oh, that would be awesome. We may just very well do it. We'll see what happens. But I'm working toward that. I just kind of like went to sleep. You know, in a sense, I just didn't, because of my family situation, I couldn't really talk about it much. I just felt, not stuck, but not in a bad way, but I felt like I couldn't make any decisions. I couldn't move forward. I couldn't, you know, I didn't want to leave and spend my time and my energy, you know, away from the person that needed me. You know, I didn't want to fail in that area. I wanted to do good. So I think that since that kind of all changed recently, that has changed my motivation. Everything's really been amazing. Okay. Okay, yeah, I see you on there, Jessica. So we thank you for Jessica tonight. Thank you, Lord, for Jessica. We thank you, Lord, for calling those things that are not as though they were, Father, by the Holy Spirit, not just by trying to do it to get our own thing done, but calling those things that are not. Lord, we thank you like to get on a phone call with God and let God talk through you. David knew how to exercise building himself up in the Lord when he was down. Sometimes we need to, some of God to show you how to do that. We thank you, Jesus, for a higher level of that, where she will be able to, you know, keep herself built up so that you know, sometimes things just get overwhelming. Believe me, I know with you on that. I'm very much with you on that one. Yeah, sometimes things get crazy and way beyond our ability to cope with it in the natural. So we have to really depend on God. And so we're doing that, and we're depending on God. That's what we're doing. So thank you, Jesus, for Jessica depending on you. I take authority over every evil intention of men, every evil intention of the enemy to try to squelch the will of God, to try to stop it, to try to keep it from coming to pass and coming forth. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus over Jessica tonight. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. The blood of Jesus over her. God, we thank you for resurrecting her. God, bring your resurrection power in her life. I rebuke the spirit of death, and I release the spirit of life to come forth. We call you forth out of that, you know, of just, you know, trying to wrap you up in stuff and get you wrapped up, getting all wrapped up in stuff. How many times have we ever gotten all wrapped up in stuff? Yeah, all wrapped up in stuff. It's just like you couldn't do anything about it. Yeah, and then resurrected by Jesus like he did Lazarus. Hallelujah. Bring her forth, God, in Jesus' name. Do it by the power of the Holy Spirit and renew her mind, God, into the will of the Father. Renew her mind into the will, that her will wills the will of the Father, literally, in Jesus' name. All right. Okay, I hope I didn't miss anybody tonight. Working really hard on a lot of things. I'm doing the books now, believe that or not. And I think I'm going to do good because God is really being with me in it. It's been amazing already. And I get the opportunity to learn about books, too, so that's really good. I'm already kind of, you know, minded toward that a little bit because I keep up with a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of information, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, pray for me. Don't forget to pray for me, please. Thank you for that. And we will call it a night. I'm going to be working on things on the weekend. All right. I almost accidentally ended the show, honestly. I can't believe I did that. Oh, wow. That was amazing. I almost ended the show. I accidentally hung my phone up. Your phone is, and my phone is what I hook up to do the show in, so I talk like a microphone through my phone. Anyway, okay. So, thank you, Lord, for that. I think Jeff just gave, she's fixing to leave the scene. Thank you, Lord, for that. $99.99 from Jeff. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff. Thank you, Lord, for that whole realm of trust, the whole realm of trust. God, showing you how to trust. I'm just still on that thing. You know me. When I get on something, it's like until I shake it loose, I chew the cud until we chewed it to the whole thing. And so this whole thing about the trust thing, God's wanting to open that up for you in a way to show you how to trust. You know, sometimes we just need to learn how to trust. Not we can't trust anybody. We just need to learn who to trust, how to trust, and who to give our trust to, right? So that's kind of what I'm hearing the Lord saying, is the whole thing about trust. And because we need to have trust somebody, right? But how much do we trust them? What do we trust them with? There's sometimes in my life I've had to withdraw certain things from people because they kept proving themselves. I kept finding, you know, like, what's going on with that? Every time I give that, do something with them with that, they mess it up bad. And so I'm going like, okay, so we're going to have to make some adjustments and cut them off on that particular thing. And it offended them. They got offended. And I went, yeah, but, you know, and so anyway, God ended up blessing me for it. It caused a little bit of trouble, but it God ended up blessing me. Because I saw that there was something wrong with that whole thing. And so I learned how to trust, how far how much trust do you give a person? You know, if somebody comes in your house, I've used this example many times, they come in your house, and every time they come in your house, they break something. Every time. Somebody else twice a week, they break something every time. You're like, I don't know what that is, but something's wrong with that. So what do? You just don't be friends with them anymore? No, you keep them outside your house. Meet them at the door, go outside with them, but don't let them inside the house, because when you're trying to let them inside the house, they're going to break something. You know, until they break that thing, until they break the breaking thing, you can't trust them to come into your house. You know, it's a really big thing. Jesus says, I don't trust any man with my stuff. You know, he said, I know man's hearts. Let me get that scripture for you. I'm trying to answer it. If I can find a scripture, kind of hard to find. Okay, here's it. John 2:24 says it exactly. Read the New King James. John 2:24. Open up here to this. I'm going to read verse 23. So now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of him, for he knew what was in man. In other words, he didn't trust him. Let's read it in another version. Let me see what version it is. What scripture is that? Okay, 22. Let's go here. Let me go to 22. Let's see. Go back here to here, parallel, and go to 22. I feel like I need to read this thing. 222. Oh, that's pretty good. 222. It's for you, 222. Nope, wrong one. Where's that? What did I just do? In a second. I'm going to get this. All right. Hang on a second. Okay. I'm getting, I'm messing up here. 222. Sorry. All right, 224. Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men, all people. The different versions, right? But Jesus didn't trust them because he knew about all people. He knew all about people. Next version says, but Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. So he knows how people, different people can be trusted. Peter can be trusted a little bit more than, you know, Judas, so to speak, you know. Jesus could trust John more than he did Peter, in a sense, because, you know, they were very close. And there's something about the relationship. So every relationship, there's a certain amount of trust that you give, and there's some trust you don't give. Sometimes you can't give things to the people, like a little kid, you can't give them the keys to the car, right? Sometimes you can't give them, you can't trust them, you know, to have certain things, especially when they're showing themselves to be messing it up and the enemy's using them to rob you. You know, they don't mean it. It's not saying that it's innocent. Maybe they're whatever. Maybe they're innocent. Maybe they're not. But whatever the thing is, you know, the trust thing. Let's read another one here. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them, for he knew them all. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because of his knowing all men. All right, hang on a second. But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men. So we think we got to trust everybody because the guys. No, man, are you kidding me? That's like the stupidest thing we could do. Right? It's just like, my God, trust everybody like Jesus didn't. You know, we're going to find that place. If we don't, we're going to let the enemy will use them, maybe innocently, maybe on purpose, to rob us, to take from us over and over and over again. And it's a difficult thing to deal with that. But so God give you strength, God give you energy, and start so he can bless you and prosper you in what you're doing and have continual moving forward, right, instead of up a step. Back a step, up a step, back a step, you know, to move continually forward and progress forward in Jesus' name by dealing with this trust issue. Yeah, dealing with the trust issue and test it. Sometimes we have to test. Sometimes I test. I'm a scientist. You know, as you know, you do the same thing. I experiment with things. I experiment with people. You know, I'll trust them with something and watch what they do. And sure enough, for some reason, they just messed it up, man. Okay, well, let's try it again. Maybe they need to try it this way. They do it again in a different way, and the same thing. Same thing, same thing, same thing. Well, you know what? Right now, that's going to end. I'm not a fool. I ain't stupid. You know, maybe trust them later. Not about never trust them. It's about, you know, you test things, and if the test comes out negative, you don't just keep testing it over and over again the same way with the same, right? So God's showing you how to test who to trust, what to trust, and who the enemy is using to rob you or take things or, you know, remove things or mess up things. Yeah, it's very important. It's like when a guy created the light bulb thing, he found out what didn't work, and he never used it again. Produce results. Wants to produce results. And just like you do, you want results, right? It's a normal thing for us to want results. All right. We've got Cheryl, $100. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. We just thank God for all of his work being done. Thank God for all of his work being done. Thank you, Lord, for all the work you want her to do. It's going to be work that sometimes will be difficult, but the joy of the work, God wants you to tap in. He's going to show you how to tap into the joy of the work. Because even Jesus said, set his face toward Jerusalem, you know, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, you know. They even endured the cross for the joy set before him. So I see God putting forth with you in you like a joy for enduring things, the joy, you know, the joy of the Lord to enjoy things and endure things and giving you a real joy in the middle of it. And so, opening that up and showing you the joy of a thing. Well, normally it would mess with me, right? Some things mess with me. I'm going like, now they don't mess with me like they used to. Now I'm kind of like, whatever. It's like I just move on. It used to, it stopped me dead in my tracks, and I'm like sitting there like thinking, oh, my God, you know. And so as I began to experience joy in things and even things going wrong, like it's always painful when things go wrong, but then you start seeing the joy and the pain. You know, at least you had pain over it. At least you knew, you know, like – if your finger didn't have nerves that reveal pain, you could chop your finger off. You never even know it. Bleed to death. You know what I'm saying? So pain is a teller of, you know, don't swing that hammer toward that finger again because you seem to keep hitting it, right? So we learned how that pain is a beautiful thing and that it reveals what not to do or what to not let other people do at times, you know, or how to protect ourselves until, you know, a better time or a different time. So thank you, Lord, for the joy that is set before her, Father, that experiencing joy, like a new wine, the new wineskin of the joy of the thing in Jesus' name and being blessed with the joy of it, no matter what it is. You know, Paul Billheimer, one of the most famous people I know of the old-timer guys, had a book called Don't Waste Your Sorrow. And, you know, he learned how to, you know, not waste things. And he didn't let things mess with him and take him down. After a while, he learned how not to do that, right? Take time. And he learned how to enjoy the trip, learning how to enjoy the ride without letting everything mess with you. You know, I haven't got there yet, but I'm getting closer because I am learning to enjoy things. Even when people, you know, like, and I've had things come at me the last 5 years or so, just like, you know, the point where high-level fear trying to hit me. I found joy in that. I got excited when I found out what was really going on. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome, man. You know, instead of, you know, because it's a very fearful thing to think that, you know, powerful people can just decide to take you down, doesn't matter what you did or didn't do. They just decide, then they have the power to do it. They go after you and like, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I've experienced some of that. And not that I did perfect all the time, I did experience some fear at times, of real fear. But this didn't last long because, you know, the joy, I thought, you know, it's amazing. God's either with me or he's not. So we get a revelation out of that. You know, I get a either he's with me or he's not. And that's what the basic thinking that I'm sure was, he's either with me or he isn't. And everything I did, I test it with that. Okay, oh man, Randy's going to come, they're going to run, they're just really going to do this, they're going to really going to, I'm like, yeah, I know I thought about that, it's kind of scary, but you know what I decided? Either God's with me or he's not. That's basically what boils down to. And if you know he's with you, it's like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. If he's with me, I can go through the valley, I don't fear evil. You know, that means I don't have a lot of anxiety sometimes. Stress, yeah. Jesus had stress, but we don't stay there, you know, for the joy that God just showed. Hey, man, you know, so I got revelation out of that. Some of my most fearful moments was the right revelation that got me joy was he's either with me or he's not. If he's with me, then fine. If it's not, go ahead and take me out, man. Here I am. Let's get this thing over with. Hey, you know, God's either going to protect me, and if you try to whack me, he might try to whack you. I don't know. But, you know, hey, let's just, I guess we'll just put it to the test. Come my life, especially the last few years, more and more all the time. I'm not perfect in it by any means. All right, there you go, Cheryl. Thank you very much. All right, Jessica from New York. I think it's the one I just talked to. Pray to her. Yes, thank you, Jessica. $20. Thank you, Lord, for that. And just bless her, God, and let her and find good friends, people that will tell her the truth and love. And be on her side, even when they think she's doing the wrong thing. To be on her side, to be with her, be her friend, be her buddy. Do what she needs to nurture her. Say, we don't even agree with what you're doing, but you know what? We love you, and we want to spend time with you. We thank God for you, and we're not going to try to stop you. We're just going to be your friend. And you bring friends to her, God, that will help her, you know, find security in who she is as a person. Because when people love us, no matter what, Jessica, we find our security as, you know, who we are as a person, instead of whether we do right or wrong, whether we do what they want or don't do what they want. When people love me, even when I do what exactly opposite of what they want, and they still invite me over and doing it, I go, man, these people are precious, man. Wow, what a rare jewel. And we need that. I need that. I've needed that amount. You don't have to have a lot of them either. Thank God for the few. There are very few. That I've known at least, and they're amazing. Yep, they are amazing. And I'm so grateful that I've had the privilege to have the enemies I've had, friends I've had, and everything in between. Because I've learned so much, thank God, about myself, my weaknesses. You know, in Deuteronomy 8, it says that he took them through the wilderness to prove what was in their heart. And some things I've seen in my heart, I'm going like, dear God, I didn't know I was such a wimp. some areas I'm really okay, doing pretty good. But man, some areas I'm like going, dear God, when you see what's in your heart, in all truth, we face it with, you know, like, okay, God, you know, there it is, ugly as it is. Dear Jesus, the coward, the fear, the whatever it is, God, now deliver me. But see, when he reveals it, Jessica, it's there to say, he wants us to just admit it, understand it, know it, and go, okay, God, now, if you don't deliver me, I'm not going to be delivered, so deliver me. And then he delivers us. Very, very, very awesome and amazing. And I just hope to God I always maintain my ability to listen to the words of God in the midst of the hell. Yeah. Okay, give me a minute here. All right, I think that's it. Keep trying to end the show, and people are stopping me. I love it. I love it. I do love it. I love to pray. I love prayer offerings. Fun. So much fun. All right, y'all, I'm now the new bookkeeper.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun to learn about that. Not exactly. I mean, my cup of tea, but God help me. And I feel like I like it already. I'm like, oh, man, this is fun. I just hope it stays with me. Okay. That's about it. I'm going to give you just a minute. I'll be right back. And pray more if people want to give or whatever. If you need a link to the app for the PayPal, whatever, I'll send it to you. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you'd like to have it. Text me at 214-505-8719. That's the ministry phone number. And I will text you the link for PayPal, or you can give on Zelle. With that same phone number. You can give on the Cash App with that same phone number, and Venmo with the same phone number. All right? We have those. We are connected to all those. And also we have an app, which, by the way, we're remodeling it, trying to, working on it. I talked to them today again, and working on trying to make things better. All right? So pray about all that with me. Agree to God together to do it. With God, all things are possible. Okay. Okay. All right, I think that's it for tonight, y'all. Been great. Thursday's always fun. I like all every night. Every night is so unique to me. And I love talking to God's people and sharing. And then Wednesday we pop out with everybody. That's last and Thursday the offerings and take communion together. It's really cool. Always learning and coming to the knowledge of the truth. Setting up studio stuff right now, getting stuff out of the storage. You just have to know what a big deal that is to me. I mean, it's a really big deal. Really, really big deal. It's like I got stuck and I couldn't get out. Like, why can't I move on past that? Now I know a little bit more. But, God is good all the time. All right, y'all, we're going to call it a night. I think that is it for me. Am I even on there? Yeah, I am. I hung myself up. But I hung up. All right, y'all. We love you guys. Thank you very much. Been a great night tonight. Thank you for everything. We will talk to you soon. Talk to you Monday. Praise as I work on getting things out of the storage and the studio stuff and getting it together. I'm making preparation. I'm preparing the way. I'm getting it out, getting it all together. And then when I'm getting ready, you know, then take the next move. And I'm making a big move. It's a big move for me personally. So thank you for your prayers. All right. We love you guys. Bye-bye. A little thing here. Hang on a second. All right. Good night, everybody. See you later. I can't even get off. Wow.